watch this.
Kryptonite, the Joker and the Devil. Lowering several, I'm lowering my level. Kryptonite, the Joker and the Devil.
Huh? Yeah, I know. You know, the intro sounds way more epic than the show is.
I know, doesn't it?
It does sound like you're listening to something really fucking cool, and then all of a sudden, like, you start hearing us talk, like, oh, fuck.
Like, oops.
Yeah, like, what mistake I fucking dropped into. I feel the same way every time I do a show. I look around and I'm like, oh, man, these are the guys I picked with. I have no friends.
Music starts queuing, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is a nice little jam.
It does make
this is going to be an awesome freaking show. And it's like,
then you look around the room like, this is who I have to do the show with.
And it's like, no, the smile's there, and then it just slowly starts fading to a grimace.
I do that face every time I see you.
Yeah. I do that face every time I see myself in the mirror.
You know, like, break the fucking mirror, you punch it.
Thank God. Knuckles. No, that's why I like, thank God for steam in the shower. Because afterwards, when I'm done, I don't have to get out and see myself wet and naked.
You just draw a new face with the steam.
No, I use one of my...
Put thick eyebrows on your face and
I use my kid's bathtub Crayola crayons. You know, got to have some sort of color in there.
What is that?
They're bathtub crayons.
Did you draw on your face or you draw on the mirror?
On the wall, right?
I put on the mirror. It comes right off.
No, like, but they use it to draw on the wall?
On the wall and in the tub, yeah.
Oh. See, kids have, like, the coolest things nowadays.
I know. I'm like, all the toys he gets.
We had that shit, but it just never came off the wall.
Touche.
Someone actually thought about, like, hey, let's make a way to fucking get this shit off. Welcome to Ripped in Half, part of the Wedge Radio Network. Open 7 to 5, closed on holidays. Who writes these fucking intros?
I don't know. Some fucking Jew writer. I don't know why we keep them around.
I don't know, dude. We have to say those things, though.
Yeah. I know. Well, under contract.
Oh, look at next week's quip right here. Now with finger guns. Bang, bang.
Who the fuck writes these?
Who the fuck writes this? I don't fucking know.
Who's your producer?
I don't know, but we're sure as fuck firing him.
We can't fire him.
Damn.
And again, I'm Jason.
I'm Steve.
And the overseer, Mr. Wedge.
God.
We're sorry. Don't smite us. And
Overwatch sees all.
The well-known Eric is not here, even though he was like the first person to represent us.
Yeah.
I love that when he listened to the show. When he was first on here, and then fucking Mr. Wedge is all fucking asking, like, hey, what's Ripped in Half about? Like, I don't give a fuck about that show.
Apparently not. He's not even here.
And I was talking, like, really, dude? You could have said one nice thing. He's like, you guys don't tell me shit. I was like, I'm telling you shit because you say stuff like that.
Yeah, and everyone's going to have the perfect idea what the show's
going to
be about.
Yeah, I know. Like, okay, yeah. Like, well, one of the main people on the show doesn't give a fuck about it.
And I was like, way to plug it, right?
I'm going
to
hear that again. And he went to him, like, two or three times in the show, trying to, like, get him to say something.
Did he?
And he fucking had nothing.
Well, that's the problem with trying to get Eric to represent the show, because there's nothing there with him. I mean, how to really describe Eric on the show? He's, what, just there?
He's a zany character full of many quips and anecdotes. Good one-liners.
Oh, yeah, Steve, you're fat. That's a lot of different anecdotes.
Thank you for correcting my pronunciation there, Mr. Wedge.
Overwatch sees all and hears all.
I like your word of the days, too.
I like them, too.
I want to do, like, word of the day. Onomatopoeia. Bang, bang.
And the next day is the same word. And the next day is the same word. It's like, do you know what it means yet?
If I don't get a response, then yeah, I would actually think people that don't understand. I'm trying to tell you people. I'm here to educate. And who walked in the room right now? Roach did, huh?
Yeah, Roach is in the back.
How you doing? You grab a mic.
Yeah, what? Pull on up.
We're missing Eric. Might as well be our new Eric.
Yeah. Roach
might be
a
step up for the show.
Roach is a decent co-host as long as it doesn't like involve him having to do work.
Oh, so he is Eric.
That's exactly like Eric.
He's my Eric.
Now, do you talk shit and make fact jokes too?
About himself? Yeah.
Visually, I would say he's my Steve, but I don't know. But he's a combination. He has glasses and he's kind of a big guy.
Yeah, I have everything.
I should probably turn you up.
You got it all, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, there we go.
Yes.
So, what happened to Eric?
Whatever. Eric is actually part of a cancer walk.
Really?
It's a 24-hour thing.
So,
they walk around a circle for 24 hours that somehow cures cancer.
So, what's that, like NASCAR Light?
Except the blowouts are worse.
They bleed out and start hemorrhaging.
They all have anemia.
They have an MRI machine on site, so it's awesome.
Oh. Now, we showed up there looking
for him.
It would
just collect fucking precious metals and shit like that. Oh, wait a minute. I got a phone call.
We showed up there looking for Eric. Obviously, fucking dark as shit. You can't see nothing. And the first thing you hear, you get out of the car, is shitty bagpipes.
What?
Yeah. I don't care. They had a whole procession being led by somebody playing shitty bagpipes.
Hmm.
Sounds interesting.
Now,
Not really.
I admit it to Jason. I don't mind bagpipe music when it's done well.
Or like at someone's death.
Yeah. Well, I guess, and it's fitting. It's a bunch of people's death.
Can I be deaf? Oh, death. I meant death. I'm deaf from cancer.
Yeah, you hated the bagpipe.
Oh, that bagpipe?
Yeah.
That's the worst thing you gotta hear. If I'm dying of cancer, do you want to hear bagpipes playing? That's a whiny fucking sound with a bag, dude. No, fuck.
So,
a whiny fucking sound with a bag.
That's gonna
like the bag makes it so much worse.
That's gonna speed up the process.
It's not
likely
visually appealing. You know, like it's not gonna work out for me. I just let me go.
So, I think in Jason's mind, that's how you know if you're going to heaven or hell or not. As you start fading out in the background, bagpipes start queuing up.
Then I know I'm going to hell.
Yeah.
That cures. That shows my fate right there, because I don't care about other things, other people. Like I'm gonna die alone. Oh, yeah. That's how it's gonna happen.
Although you know, I couldn't help but think to myself while we're looking for Eric there, I was like, God, we're such disrespectful assholes. Here you have all these people like walking in this circle. It's all sad. A lot of them are crying, and we're just sitting there talking loud as fuck. Like, where the fuck is that asshole?
No, it's really fucked up. You were in the center of the walking path.
I was. Walking against the current.
Just kill me now.
Is that actually a bagpipe?
No, it's someone stepping on cats.
That's a horrible bagpipe.
That's what it sounded like at the cancer walk.
Really? When is there
it
like
does
a,
sound like you're in an Irish fucking funeral. It does sound like that.
When is there ever like a proper time to play a bagpipe? Other than a funeral.
Oh, when you're walking with your shillelagh.
Other than St. Patrick's Day? Yeah, exactly.
Yes, when you're walking with the shillelagh.
You're at a funeral.
I'm drinking a half pint of Guinness.
It reminds me of home.
Oh, I remember back during the potato famine. We played the bagpipes all the time. Everybody
like,
just walking around.
Fucking old.
Just walking around beating each other with their shillelaghs. It's like, oh, you fucker, back off me potatoes.
Because you were starving because there was no potatoes. There was no other food.
That's what a bagpipe is.
Oh, the potatoes were rotten.
A bagpipe
we had nothing but a pint of Guinness and half a bottle of whiskey.
Would you like some corn?
What else are we going to eat, our women?
Have you ever been between the legs of an Irish lady? Ooh. You'd rather fuck a donkey.
The hair actually matches the drape, though, right? Not these fucking fake redheads.
I think it's Scottish.
If you're talking about red, bushy, and curly, yeah. Oh, then it definitely matches.
I don't know where your accent's going, actually. I think it just jumps from fucking Irish to Scottish.
It's interchangeable. Fuck it.
They're the same group of people that nobody likes.
Yeah.
A bunch of gingers.
Wow. You said it, man.
They Ladies and gentlemen, that was Roach.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show.
You're fired.
Go back to that wedge show you guys got or whatever. What I hear? Oh, I heard good news about you got on Stitcher.
No, we're all on Stitcher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really?
Yeah.
We're part of that too.
Yeah.
That sucks. For you.
All right. Call me a old fangle whatever, you whippersnappers. What the fuck's a Stitcher?
Well, first thing you need to own is a phone that was before 1990.
Yeah, I can't do that. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Okay. New phones today have things called apps. What and screen touch screens and stuff like
that. They're called applications.
Oh, no. Today, this
fast-moving world... Wait. So you turn your phone in to try and get a job?
Mm-hmm.
No.
In this fast-moving world, we can't say whole words. We make everything into acronyms. Or just cut down the word. So, apps, yeah, applications, like Mr. Wedge said. And that's how it goes. Like, just put up fucking that and say, I want to hear a podcast. And you just tell it that and just like, go fuck yourself. Fuck you, Siri. I don't understand. But you actually type it in. It's like you can find Wedge what? Radio and you find
it. Is that how advanced it is?
Yeah,
you just tell it, like, dude. Hey, find me something, and it just does it?
Yeah. You just awesome. Totally, like, blow my mind.
Well, you can go to, like, the website, and there's a link there, and you just click that, and it'll take you to Stitcher's website, and you can just listen to the last show. And I think after the show's over, it'll send you to something that's similar in the same comedy field.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I have Stitcher, too, and I listen to shows.
You got Stitcher, too? I got Stitcher 1.
No, I got the new one. That's what you got to be up at the times, man.
These yeah, what kids the fuck? Today are always. I have an Android. I'm sorry.
That's your first problem, right there.
I always get things second.
Exactly. Instagram. That's what fucked up Instagram. Having those fucking hicks from fucking Android come over and shit.
Half the pictures are like sisters sucking their brother's dicks. It's fucking horrible.
I want to know
shit,
what part.
Get me an Android.
I want to know what part of fucking Instagram you're looking at. All I see are cats and shit.
It's all his pictures.
She's a lucky gal.
Did her mom say so?
Well, she was the one who took the picture.
Yeah, that's the response. Thank you.
Okay, so I guess this is a good enough time to read this. You can now hear the Wedge Radio Network while on the go with Stitcher smartphone. Smart radio, my bad. On-demand news, talk, and more on your mobile phone. The latest episode is always available for you. No syncing needed. No memory or storage wasted. Available on your iPhone, iPad, Android phones, and beyond. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check the App Store. Your App Store. Stitcher Radio. Smart radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
It does not sound like you wrote that yourself.
I didn't write that myself, though. They sent that to me.
They sent it to you?
Yeah.
Okay, remind me never to have Wedge do a commercial for us.
Why?
It was painful.
Did it hurt you?
No, that wasn't his commercial. That's what he has to say.
I know, I'm talking about the readback.
Oh, come on, man. This guy's professional. He's been here, like, forever. You know?
I've been here for a while.
Yeah.
Been doing this for some time.
Couple years.
You do your show and like you do your own fucking commercial read and see what you did.
I will.
I was being exciting.
That wasn't really exciting.
I was just capturing
it.
That
was just
story.
Like
there was like a whole like, you know, build up and then a pivot point where it's like, oh my god, I don't know what's gonna happen. It's like, oh, download it. Oh my god.
I thought I was gonna have to stream this app. Is that even possible?
I know, like, yeah, I was like really confused for a minute. I was like, oh my god, what am I gonna do? Where am I gonna get this? Is there like a fucking it. Like a promo code or anything like that for us?
It's free. It's like, no. You want a promo code for something that's free? Okay, just when you're downloading it on your phone, just type in something. You can type in, you know, Bobcat.
Well, no, other
asshole 27. It'll just give it to you for free.
Yes. I probably believe there's a fucking podcast called Asshole 27, and he's gonna get the credit. It's like, and Stitcher is gonna fucking sing, oh, this fucking podcast is blowing up. Welcome asshole to the Asshole 27 podcast.
That sounds like one of those like 9/11,
support groups.
What conspiracy channels? It's like Asshole 9/11.
Yeah, Asshole 9/11.
Asshole 9/11. Part of the 9/11 podcast.
Yeah.
Where are we flying
network
to today?
That just takes me back to finding Carmen Sandiego.
Where? in the world.
How come no one ever made a Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego game for Osama Bin Laden?
Where in the world is fucking Osama Bin Laden?
That would have been awesome.
Because it doesn't sound, it has a great ring to it.
No, he stole a national monument. Those two fucking buildings over there.
He's like a cartoon character.
He didn't make it disappear. He made it disappear. But it, you knew.
Well, he David Copperfield it then. Fuck it.
He was in the chat.
He didn't David Blaine that shit. You know what I mean?
It was okay, so maybe he was like, if I can't have it, no one can.
Damn you, American architecture. I'm so jealous. I cannot build the same monument with rocks.
Or like sand and spit.
Damn your innovation of steel and skyscrapers.
When I was... I can't even do that fucking voice.
Because mud doesn't stack that high. Yeah.
Eventually your house becomes a pile.
I tried to build sandcastles. Someone would come knock it down. I build again. They knock it down. Fuck it. I knock down this time.
Oh. I feel that way. I'm at the beach. Some little asshole kid comes and just kicks it.
Well, the towers were right there by the river. I mean, it's kind of beachfront property.
The river? I mean, the ocean?
No, they're on the river.
There's a river right there.
Yeah.
The river what? Runs through it.
I like that movie.
Never seen it.
It's my top 10 that's bucket a list movie. That died.
Wow. That's the one with Brad Pitt.
You never heard of that movie?
No. The river runs through it?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, it's the one with Brad Pitt, right?
I don't remember.
I think, yeah, where he, fight, where he kills a bear with his bare hands and takes the claws for a necklace.
That's stupid.
Brad Pitt, what?
No.
It sounds like the life of times of Rufio.
That's a tough Scientologist right there.
After this is a prequel to Hook.
Is this the is a prequel to Hook where he before he got the island? Because he dies in Hook.
That's why it has to be
after
a
he's been there for like 100 years.
Oh, I know, he's a 100-year-old little asshole. He's like, I'm gonna skateboard with a fan. Cocksucker.
He has that fucking gas mucking mohawk. It's funny because like
the Trihawk.
Yeah.
Trihawk.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Parts of it was red.
You know, skateboarding ramp, fucking playing basketball and shit like that. It's fucking ridiculous. All those kids are starving.
I just want to know why are they having a problem with the pirates? What are the pirates fucking doing to them? Like all they're doing is like they're hanging out and having a good time over here. The pirates are doing their own thing on the water. So why are they battling?
They have the it's because of Peter Pan. Peter Pan caused some shit. Like he went to the pirates and chopped off his fucking hand, and they just went away forever. So now they're paying for that fucking thing. They have to deal with him because of him. They're paying for the fucking asshole shit he did when he's a kid. Because you're con. That's weird though. They're living forever, but they still have a child mindset.
Yeah.
Mentally, they never grew up. They're all retarded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And well,
we're gonna be a retard forever. I love it.
Okay, now I gotta move.
What's it name? What's his name? That one guy grew up and he lost his marbles, and then
Toodles.
Yeah. And he was like a kid, like as a grown ass like adult.
You can go get a chair if you want.
Because he's spending his whole old ass life looking for pixie dust.
No, his like, pixie dust was in the marbles. That's what happened.
That was his happy thought.
It's clean.
His happy thought was marbles. How did you forget your own happy thought when you came back to the world?
Roach sweats a lot.
How forgetful is that?
<He does. laughs> God damn.
Well, who's this magical voice who joins us?
Oh, welcome back, Ert. After we
welcome
called
back.
You forever.
I didn't even have my phone all day. Been at home.
Aren't you part of the cancer walk?
Yeah, my phone's been at home all day.
No, we went there to find you.
I left early.
Okay, well, explain.
He's he walked like 5 feet. He's like, fuck this, I'm out.
No, I had a dart tournament.
Oh.
He had a busy day.
I'm tired, dude. I want 2 hours of sleep right now.
It's calling fumbles.
Yeah, I need something to drink. Need alcohol.
Well, I took your cup.
That's pretty much how it is. You want to drink it with the straight?
I had to settle with fucking Captain today. I wasn't very.
You can have what I have if you want. I got beer over here. I don't have cooties.
I don't know that.
He just
it's they don't want exist. Unless
I
want
to print out. Oh, okay.
We're all concerned about the alcohol.
Yeah.
Okay. So, who's gonna get drunk off what and how?
I'm going to refill my shit. What do you need? Pour it in my hand. Give me a dime. Pour the hand for a dime.
We got the good old Sailor Jerry.
Can I have some more, please?
Well,
what are you guys talking about? Fill me in. How long are you guys talking for, anyways?
We were talking about Hook.
Robin Williams at his best.
At his best, really?
Yes.
I thought his best was Ferngully.
Because I'm Betty.
Yeah, Betty.
Or was it
Mrs. Doubtfire? Man, come on.
Mrs. Doubtfire is a really good movie. Like I saw it like some time ago. Like again. Like about a couple of months ago, and I was like, "This is actually really
his best is Good Will Hunting." What are you talking about?
But you don't believe that's a woman at all.
No,
that's a really ugly woman.
Why would you think that is a woman? I mean, you watched the movie, right?
You gotta believe.
You knew. It sounded like Mrs. Doubtfire fooled everyone and the audience at the end.
He got a foolish kid. That was the pivotal point in the movie where like everyone's like shocked.
No, the pivotal point of the movie is when his son saw his dick. He was like, oh, he has a... What?
That was his therapist breakthrough right there. This day, my father dressed as a woman and I saw his dick. That's the end. That's the pivotal point of his lifetime.
It was all downhill from there.
Yeah, I don't see how it can ever go uphill from there. So you don't believe that Mork and Mindy was a...
That's not a movie.
It's a TV show. Oh, okay. Fisher King. The Fisher King is a great fucking movie.
Fisher King's a good one.
Terry Gilliam, Jeff Daniels. Jeff fucking Lebowski.
Jeff Lebowski.
Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges, there we go. That's the name.
You know what? Jeff Ladders.
I never seen it, so I don't give a fuck about those movies.
I really don't care. Huh? I don't even know what the hell this topic's supposed to be.
We gotta catch Eric up to speed because he doesn't know what the fuck's going on.
We're talking about things, but like now let's move on to something else.
When does it matter?
Let's pay attention to you. You were at a cancer walk, right?
For a little bit.
Why?
A little bit. You weren't even.
You seem like a person that doesn't really care about anything.
I do. I do at least three of them a year.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I do one in Redlands. I do this one, and then I try to go. And then this year I'm trying to go to the 3-day one in San Diego.
No, which brings up a good point. You're a person who doesn't give a fuck about anything. Complete dick. Only cares about
your feelings.
No,
and I don't think I care about anything because I don't care about
you.
Feelings.
Do the cancer thing.
Yeah.
You got the cancer.
I do.
That surprises me. It really does.
I do a lot of charity works in towards that area.
Wow.
Anytime there's an event going on to donate money, stuff like that, I'll go and I support and all that.
Wow,
so.
What did you do?
You're like a what are you trying to make up for in your past life?
I've always done it ever since I was young.
Did you have an abortion or something? What did you do, man?
I've always done it.
He's always had abortions.
I hope that's in their background, like that recording in the background.
What did you do?
I've always done events
for
like
all the
that,
girls
everything.
You're hail married for, and like just fucking got them aborted.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he just gave him his little dildo.
I was trying to turn it down before that happened.
That's Roach's rectal mic.
It'd be funny if you can get that phone to work. And just grab that
He's just sitting there on the phone, just listening.
All right, cool.
You can probably wire that too. That'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Anyways,
he's sitting there like prison status. No, but in the corner.
Let's go back to. I want to know what he's been doing.
I feel like I'm a Howard Stern now. There's fucking like four people in a fucking show now talking.
I'm trying to tell.
We're gonna get Steve on the Cyban pretty soon.
On what?
We got a bunch of naked girls coming in here. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh yeah. When?
Right now. Oh, as camera's here. It's not like it's real radio.
Fox.
Smoke.
What kills it is the camera. It's like you could say anything you want. Like it's fucking. There's naked chicks right now.
They're all just mute.
I thought they were mute.
They're retarded and mute.
They're retarded and mute.
Well, like a mute person. Have you ever heard a mute person talk?
I've never heard a mute person talk. Yeah, that's more mute.
Really? They still make no. They try
like
to make
a deaf
sounds
person.
And mimic things. Yeah.
Yes. Maybe I think I was a deaf person.
Hey, come out. Who are you? Who are you?
Maybe you guys should do some charity work.
We probably should.
No, I remember I was working at
U-Haul. Wave Radio Charity Walk.
Gonna read to the mute.
Yeah. Read to the deaf.
What? No, they can read to themselves, stupid. I'm gonna read to the wall. That's what I'm gonna do.
Read to the deaf, but you gotta read them in Braille.
Ooh.
And then
bump, double good. Bump, triple
what's going
bump,
on?
Bass bump.
That's why my audiobooks to the deaf didn't work out.
Audiobooks to the deaf. Bump, bump, double bump, 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 two bumps, four bumps.
Space bump.
Space bump.
Oh my god.
He did it. Oh my god. It's mind blowing.
Then what happened?
No, there's times I was working at U-Haul and these two chicks come in. Like they were hot. I'm like, nice. You'll wait for them to come to the counter. Hell yeah. And then they come up. Hey, you right here? Wait, what? Hey, yeah. What? She pulls out a piece of
paper. Are you deaf, dumbass?
No, I'm asking. Yeah.
I think he's being a
she
dick.
She probably writes it on the paper, I'm deaf, dumbass. That's like, wow.
Like, what, dumbass
at the
too.
End of it?
Yeah.
That's,
no, so I'm
cool
just like.
Chick.
That's a rude fucking deaf bitch.
I know.
That's a cool
no,
chick.
What no, the so fuck I'm saying.
Attitude? Well, she wrote it on the back of stickers.
Would you think she was speaking another fucking language or something, yeah. Steve? God.
You think those people the most tolerant?
I don't know Spanish. I'm sorry.
No habla español.
Wow.
That's my comeback.
I'm sorry, I don't speak retard. Yeah. Move along.
No, you motherfucker.
No, so I pull out my own little pen and paper, and I ask her, "What, you know, right, what can I do for you?" She looks at me, she's like, "I ain't reading it." Wow, okay, what the fuck can I do
that's
for you?
That's funny because she's a funny one in the story.
They're obviously
making you sound like a dumbass.
No, I know. Ask her, what can I do for you? They come in so I can give them directions. I'm just like... Okay, I was
yeah, get it back on topic, assholes. I'm not even in here.
No, actually, the real topic is like, we're talking about Eric, was why are you doing that? Or what's going on for that?
Yeah, why?
What's going on for that? Like, what do you mean?
Explain about the cancer walk right now.
Well, basically the cancer walk is a 24-hour event where, well, it's not just strictly on one kind of cancer. It's a support for breast cancer, testicular, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And basically, they're sponsors. Each sponsor has a booth. There's a lap. So each sponsor has a team leader, and they all have raffles and they have prizes and they have things you can buy and sell, and all of it benefits towards a cancer charity. And so, but the thing is, each team has to have at least one person on the track at all times, walking for 24 hours. So, but you can switch off. You can do any of that. Like, you have Century 21 down there. You have Target. There's a team Target. Jim is on the Legion team, and then you have the Green Frog. It all goes to charity. My aunt's a survivor of breast cancer 3 times, and she was actually last year she did the closing ceremony. She read a thing, an inspiration paper, and then this year she did the opening ceremonies and read the inspiration paper.
That's great, man.
That's condescending, dude.
Yeah.
Actually, I was actually being sincere as I can be. I really didn't mean it that bad, the way it came off.
No, but, and I have a question real quick.
No.
If your aunt has had breast cancer 3 times...
No, she's not breast cancer 3 times. She's survived cancer 3 times.
Okay, so she's had cancer wow. 3 times.
Yeah, she had it in the breast. I think now she has it in her hip. And then the second one, I can't remember what was
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. So is she, like, predispositioned to get cancer? What's the likelihood she's going to get more?
Wouldn't that really be high.
From, like, the chemo?
Okay. It's, like, high. No, like, no. She only did chemo twice. You can't do it. Say you do chemo and it comes back in a certain time period, you actually can't do chemo again. They have to do a different treatment on you.
Yeah, but like I always heard that like chemo is like you.
No,
you, like,
well, chemo
for the
basically
people who die from cancer, they don't die from the cancer they initially
well, basically
got.
What
they
chemo,
die from the cancer that they got from chemo.
Well, basically, what chemo is you're basically putting poisons in your body.
Yeah, it's radiation, which would mutate the cells, thus make cancer.
Yeah, but it also it also fights at the same time.
That's how we covered as silly.
Silly
chemo. I have silly cancer. No,
my cancer
okay.
Is supercilious.
I think that's great. We tried to find you today. You know, we couldn't find anybody we know.
Really? You couldn't see Jim or
no.
Christy?
We tried to call
there's
Jim.
There's Christy. I mean, there's Kenny Harden. There's
dude, I walked. I was the asshole looking, trying to find you. I walked against the flow of traffic.
Oh,
he was in the center of that
dick.
Ring.
I said that
did,
too.
Did they have the candles out
like,
yet?
I'm trying to get
did they have the bags out yet?
Yeah, yeah. They had the luminaries.
Yeah, luminaries.
And
yeah.
The shitty ass bagpipe player and all that shit.
No, because it's a ring around. They're all walking
Tink,
around.
Tink sings.
It's a big ass ring around the rosy.
Tink sings.
He's walking
year.
The exact opposite down the center with a cell phone in his head, trying to call you and calling everybody else.
No, I was at a dart tournament. At that time.
During the cancer one?
No.
You know, I'm sorry. It seems dickish, but yeah, okay, they're there to, you know, mourn people who've died from cancers and that. They're dead. They're not going anywhere. We have a living show to do.
What?
You know, I'm that's not worried like, about that.
That's not selfish.
I know, or heartless, or, you know, going to hell.
Fuck it. They're dead. They're not going anywhere.
Well, what, you just got in the way of people running, right?
They weren't even running.
They're walking around.
They're barely trotting.
They're meandering.
Yeah, they're barely trotting.
They're just walking.
Well, the rude thing was Jason told me that Steve actually just sat down, took a break because he got tired walking halfway looking across from me, right in the middle of them. That's the rude part.
Well, who's gonna be like, I can't finish. Well, look at this asshole. He's right in my way. I can't finish. Fuck this.
He's grabbing water
people
from the little kid.
Walk out of my way, Granny.
People are going to die from cancer because I can't finish. Oh, my God.
See that as a kid.
Nobody's going to die like that.
Fucked up you gave up because, like, some asshole's in your way.
And Steve actually gave up and fell and started rolling. And he said, someone said, oh, the cancer rolls next year, week, all right?
They started trampling and shit. I got trampled by a bunch of fucking cancer walkers.
Oh, they're dedicated.
Oh, no, I was, like, this close to just yell above.
Cancer walkers that just came from the golf course.
No, I was like very close, so I just yell above the crowd, Eric, you're wanted at the rape tent. Eric, at the rape tent.
Rape tent.
Yeah, I was just ready to just yell that out. You just trying to get a hold of
you.
He's
just going to run towards that tent, right?
Like you shouldn't say that because you're going to have a few people going, where's the rape tent?
No, you're going to have a couple
guys, I'm Eric.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to have a few people like, I'm Eric! I'm Eric!
If enough chicks come, I could be a bad idea.
A rape tent? Wow, this is a huge improvement upon last year.
Hey, no, but nothing about that. Like, we just wonder,
what's worse than
you?
Rape?
We're wondering what?
Well, we were wondering because we couldn't find you. And we were wondering where the fuck you were.
They missed
I didn't have my phone all day, dude.
Why?
Yeah, because it wasn't in my pockets.
Do you feel
usually,
hey, that
usually when your phone's
simple.
Not with you, it's you don't have it, you know?
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
It is so true.
That's good logic right there, but... I don't have my phone. Like,
well,
I'm
making a
simple. You can't go everywhere else. You can't go anywhere without your phone.
You know, I don't.
That's how this
who,
world
me?
Works.
You really think I'd fucking be bothered if I didn't have my phone for 3 days?
You have a shitty phone though.
3 days.
If I didn't have my phone, if I can get a hold of any of you fucking bastards or anyone in my life, do you think it'd bother me?
Wow, nobody cares about you.
No, I feel.
See, that's the weird thing. Is that like okay? You,
no, it's
people,
it's the opposite thing. Is I don't really I don't want people calling me half the fucking time anyway.
No, because the rate of how often you get contacted is your own self feeling of worth.
How often do I respond back to a text? How long does it take me?
You call me today.
Yeah, I called you today because it's been like...
The last time I called you,
someone has 18 missed phone calls, they usually hit call someone back as some kind of urgency.
So did you find that bathroom?
No. I don't... Actually, I'm annoyed by...
Actually, I didn't even remember the show until about half an hour ago.
Oh. When you saw all the missed texts?
No, when I actually realized what time it was.
I thought you were at the cancer thing.
I thought you were
all over the place.
Laker
today.
Game.
I was doing that too. I was playing darts, watching Laker game, and then before that I was at the cancer.
Steve thought you're watching Laker game.
I was doing that too.
Yeah, fucking dick. Another thing about the cancer thing.
I hope they lost.
Shit happens.
Our
they
friend
did.
Craig.
Yeah,
part of the cancer. What? He's one of the speakers.
Yes. Actually, tomorrow he's in the closing.
He's in the close. That's where his speech is on.
Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah.
I'm gonna. What? You know what time it is?
You want to be there by like 9 o'clock. It's probably at 10.
In the
10:30. Yeah. It's probably 10 in the morning.
I got
10 or 11 in the morning.
That's.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be there.
No, I just have a disrupt for that time frame. I'll try to do that first though. But thing about Craig is.
Besides what?
Well, he battled cancer twice.
That was three times.
Three? That was twice.
That's a gym shit. Oh, maybe twice.
Yeah, as far as I know, it was only twice.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he was three times a lady.
Yeah.
battled it twice.
Frank Sinatra was there. No other thing. It was a big fucking production.
No, he's battled cancer twice, overcoming. He's once again cancer-free.
The thing that trips me out about... Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I was saying, he smokes.
Okay, not only that, Craig's cool. He's a cool guy and everything. He is. But he's kind of a... he's kind of a dick at the same time. Like, no, I mean, the guy, I respect the guy, he's battled cancer and that, but he's kind of like, you know, oh, I'm a survivor of cancer, I'm all this and that. Like, you know, buy me a drink or make out with me or this and that. Like, he gets privileges because of that or something.
So how often have you made out with him?
Three. No. No, he'll go up to like...
Give me a kiss.
Well, dude, come
that's
on.
That's the options. Like, buy him a drink or make out with him. Like,
yeah.
Like, he really does.
Yeah, that'll give him a ride.
Yeah. Well, it just sounds cool. It's like, you know, hey, cancer tried to kill me once, but, you know, it didn't get there. And then it came after me again. I kicked in his ass. Come on, what do you want from me?
No, I got 30 minutes to live. Have sex with me.
No, I want you to stop talking to me.
No, straight to
you. Well, he's a cool guy, though, but, you know, sometimes...
But, like, he currently smokes, and you're still around people for different varieties of cancer. Whether you get it, like, you know, you have no help, or you just brought it upon yourself, being a cigarette.
And in fact, I think
like
he's going to smoke during the ceremony, too.
He probably has been smoking the whole fucking walk, dude.
Yeah, but the point
is... people in the back... We were there. Oh, in the background.
How angry are people going to be if you're smoking and you're doing the
camera? Yeah, you're not like, walking and smoking.
People are going to be like, well, should I say something? And, like, they're going to say shit, but at the same time, it's like you're trying to help them out because you're like, I'm trying to help because I'm getting cancer right now.
See, when Steve and I were looking for Eric... And I told him, don't smoke.
I'm showing what you shouldn't do.
Look where we're at. A cancer walk. The last thing you want to do is fucking smoke a cigarette and have fucking every asshole.
Oh, no, people there go
say shit.
They'll walk all the way to the little street area.
Just
because
you're
smoke.
Just off on the side doesn't mean shit. You're still an asshole when you
secondhand smoke kills. But third-hand smoke, that's so beyond. That goes too far.
Shit. I hate that shit.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever seen that Mad TV? It was like... The guy's smoking, he blows on the other guy, and the guy's like, starts coughing on the other guy, and it coughs on the other guy's like, that's not cool, man, third hand smoke.
No, they actually tried to do something where they were saying that you can get cancer. Like, secondhand smoke is bad, but they're trying to push to say that third hand smoke is worse, which is like smoke coming off of like
your
a couch.
Clothes and shit.
Yeah. And they're trying to say
smoking
that.
Off a couch. I hate when I sit on the couch and start smoking around me.
Yeah, I know.
Smoke off of the couch. And the weird thing was like it's all just junk science where someone says something like, hey, it's scientific, and everyone just agrees because society says, you know,
that's
this
why
is
I
bad
just,
already.
That's why I
so
just inhale bonfires. It's a lot safer. It's all natural.
You build an immunity, I guess.
Weed bonfires when they fucking go to the forest and fucking just throw up, burn all their shit. I like going to those things.
Throw tobacco in there.
I go in the San Bernardino Forest and just like... I fucking get a hyperventilate and pass out.
Pick up a burning log, start sucking on the end of it.
It's not the same. I'll give that burning log to fucking suck. Fucking faggot.
You could have left that burning part out.
Oh! Well, let's do a break for fucking Mr.
Oh, good.
Wedge.
I will need a Kit Kat bar.
Alright.
We'll be back after these messages.
We'll be right back.
The way radio should have been, the Wedge Radio Network.
I've seen it many times before. Lame, boring, irreverent shirts that people think are clever. They're not. If anything, people will look at you with disdain for having such horrible taste. It's true. I've seen women roll their eyes at dudes who sport some sort of split personality joke that was funny in 1997. If only they were funny, right? Well, I ran across this website that actually made me laugh. Out loud, even. T-shirt hell. Here are just a few of the different kinds of shirts they have. I'm part of the 99% that f***ed your mom. There's a picture of Noah's Ark and it says, God is pro-choice. So how about one that shows a stripper dancing and it says, I support single mom. All you have to do is go to WebsRadioNetwork.com, hit up the link for T-shirt hell, and don't be that douchebag.
The Wedge Radio Network is not just a place of intellectual thought. It's a place to unleash the demons of what we're all thinking of on the inside. To help de-pussify the world and to show that political correctness is just plain idiotic. Go to the website, WedgeRadioNetwork.com, for show information and show times. The Wedge Radio Network. This is how radio should have been.
Fucking weirdos.
Is that what the weirdos are?
Yeah.
You seen the fucking Spider-Man trailer?
Yes.
You're back with ripped in half.
Oh, okay.
What did
they forgot?
Well, like, yeah, right, I assume if they've been listening throughout the whole, you know, commercials.
What if I actually? You do realize that you are live right now. So
welcome
if someone
to Sarah
joins
Silverman
in
show.
Right now, and they're like, "Oh,
we're live." This?
Yeah, we're live.
Yeah, we end up finding that out.
I didn't sign. I didn't sign a waiver for this. No,
our first episode was live too.
What if Steve flashes himself? You know, you can get sued, right?
No.
Do you have a bar for that?
The funniest thing is that the first episode was live, and the
was
horrible
it?
Episode that you did initially was live as well.
Oh, you what
fucking asshole! Yeah.
I told you guys.
You were
you
a
did
mad
not tell
genius,
us.
Sir.
I told
You're
you under
can I
my
say
breath
fuck?
When I was like 15 feet away.
Yeah, all right.
See, Jason, I could have flipped you off.
So welcome back to Ripped in Half, part of the Wedge Radio Network. Coming to you live.
What's the name of your studio?
Via satellite.
Yeah.
What's this the Wedge Radio
it's called
Studios.
It's called some film.
Tell us the Wedge Studios.
Wedge Radio Studios.
And where are you located?
Radio Studios.
In beautiful Highland, California.
I.E. Highland,
so 92346.
You hear that, ladies and gentlemen?
So anyone that wants to kill the Wedge, just walk around Highland, California.
If you want any more details of the exact address...
If you have a vendetta on the Wedge...
Tweet me at Hey Jay, guess what? And I will tell you exactly where this fucker lives. And I'll tell you the exact times to come over and fucking rape him.
We come back to you live in the rape room.
Then you can take his spot.
Bunch of angry moms are going to show up with pitchforks and burning torches.
Angry moms? Really?
Yeah, moms watch it. Yeah, my mom knows how to use a
mom,
podcast.
My mom's
like, my mom knows how to use a pitchfork.
It's a
how do you think you were
device.
Created?
Well, if she ain't working all day, then what is she doing?
Yeah, the magic balls didn't work, lying bastard.
It's what me and your father do when you go to bed.
When you wake, we don't care. So we did it in your bed. So
you weren't meant to see this.
So what's up?
Oh, the Spider-Man trailer.
Brand new 4-minute Spider-Man trailer. Have you all seen this?
We have this synced up right
no.
now, apparently, don't we?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Actually, this is the original.
I've seen it when I went and watched Avengers.
So do I, but this the one he's saying has two extra scenes.
What the fuck
do?
Two
extra minutes?
They're not really great, that's not that much.
See, I didn't.
Is that bitch naked in that movie? That's all I want to see.
Avengers, so.
I really don't want to watch it again.
I really don't want to either, because
It already took a lot of my time just like. Trying to close my eyes in the movie theaters, but
Spider-Man. I always hate how they just kind of assume it's the summer's most anticipated movie. I didn't even know this movie was coming out over summer.
Tells you the preschool.
I had no idea.
Where Spider-Man was raped.
Yeah, go screw yourself, man.
Yeah.
The most anticipated is Avengers. It wasn't Spider-Man.
Spider-Man
is an afterthought.
Spider-Man just sucks.
And then there's Batman.
Spider-Man's a pussy.
Spider-Man just... All the movies
suck. Spider-Man's cool.
There's
just the idea and everything.
There's nothing wrong with Spider-Man. Yeah. They just keep
Just the people that make up the movies suck.
It's not Spider-Man. It's Peter Parker because he's like, Mary Jane, no.
It's people that make the movies make it suck.
What do you mean, no?
It's not Mary Jane. It's Gwen Stacy.
Yeah, they actually go way back on this one.
They go way back. They go way back. It's all No Doubt and...
I'd rather see an Aquaman movie than a Spider-Man movie.
I want to see a movie about the band Aqua.
Oh, shit.
Come on, Bobby. Let's go party.
I thought Gwen Stacy was Gwen Stefani, and you're like, that's just bananas.
Yeah, it's all bananas.
I like how it sort of got 2 million views.
Let's watch it, sir. It's because this is a good time.
This trailer would be great with a drink.
Sucks.
It'd be better if it was so small.
Just give me the Jerry and then the Coke, and I'll drink it together at the same time.
You want a Bud?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm not drinking beer right now.
If you want this cup, you can have this cup. It's empty now.
Whoa, what?
Somebody help me, my kid is trapped!
Wait. I'm confused. This looks like a fan film.
Somebody help me. My kid is trapped.
It's not a fan film. This is the actual film right here.
Okay, oh, my God. I lost my kid.
In a world where no one gives a shit about this guy.
Roach almost looks like he's about to nut. Like, my God, it's actually Spider-Man
No. How was he so strong that he could lift up a car? What the hell?
He has super strength.
Spider-Man.
Yes.
He's always had that.
So spiders, he can lift a car.
Spiders can lift 10 times.
He can lift his penis.
What?
I think they should make an Ant-Man superhero. He'd be really strong.
Ant-Man's probably one of the next movies.
Yeah, it's part of Marvel. They are currently writing a script for it.
I think Woody Allen is going to voice the Ant. Yeah. It's going to be weird.
Can you boil this first? I don't know where the wedge's mouth's been.
Oh, you don't want to know.
Same place yours been.
In his dick. Or your dick in his mouth.
Wait, was that the...
It sounded like your intro to your
show. How is this web so strong?
No, was that that thing, or was it... Did someone go...
That was the show.
I farted.
That was the actual video?
Yeah.
Where he went to go... Okay, he went to go shoot his web and went... That sound actually came out. It was
silly string.
Seriously.
He shoots silly string as well. How many times are you going to watch this?
Okay.
Then he goes, psych.
Somebody help me, my kid is trapped.
Oh, fuck you, I'm leaving.
Why did you take off?
Why?
There's no reason to ever take off your mask. No.
He's new. He's showing up like this. As far as the kid knows, he's the same thing as like a monster. He's showing it to the kid. He's human. You get it, it's okay.
Put it on. The mask. It's going to make you strong.
What?
That's a psychological thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he's going to die with his mask.
Because look what happens. Look what happens right now.
Do me a favor a little faster, okay, bud? Keep coming.
Oh, shit. The kid dies.
he deserved it. He was an asshole.
Oh, I was going to say, that was totally cliffhanger.
Shot the kid in the chest.
He deserves it. He didn't eat his vegetables.
That's an easy one. Who are you?
I'm Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
He's like, I'm Peter Parker. <It's> like, he jumps away.
He's like, fuck.
Put those I love in
danger. Are they going to do like the Hobgoblin thing? Because right. I like the Hobgoblin.
I don't know if they'll ever do him in one of the films. I'm not sure.
Ever stop.
I'm just waiting for them to get the Venom ready. God damn.
Or no, Carnage. Carnage. Fuck that shit.
I'm waiting to get to Venom already. Carnage.
You know, I do hope that you know in this new series they do Venom again, just to try and make it better.
But they still need Topher. Where's Willem Dafoe?
Topher's a great actor, though.
You're a weirdo.
Okay, so he's doing the cartridges again.
He needs to go full web cartridge.
I like how that scene doesn't make any goddamn sense.
I like that.
They're going to the cartridges.
That's like,
well, yeah, I like that too.
I like that.
This is actually a funny part right here, though.
But I like how he was doing. It's actually know, silly. He's like doing like 360.
He goes to Walmart and buys the Spider-Man cartridges.
It's a giant can in your arm.
One shoots silly string, the other shoots water.
Why don't they do one of those movies where it's like it's Spider-Man,
a parody,
but it's a guy who's like he's convinced that he's Spider-Man and he saves a couple people's lives, but he's running on the floor because apparently his spider abilities were taken away by some doctor somewhere. So he's just this fucking lunatic.
You know, even better than that, why not do a film where you have a bunch of people who just like went to Target one day, bought a bunch of superhero toys, the man, you know, Iron Man mask, Hulk hands, all that, and went about trying to fight crime.
Do you ever see that commercial? Every Halloween I see that. And when you watch the Avengers, you see that they show the commercial with the little kids? They're the Avengers. She was funny. And the Hulk one looked funny as hell. It was like little tiny kid was the Hulk. What was that for? Anyways, that was for a Walmart. It was like a Walmart Toys R Us commercial. It was funny.
I like how you sound so angry.
Really,
I don't know!
He auditioned for it. It's small
knives. I'm not part of this show. Fuck you guys. I hate you guys. Oh, it's so taking my time.
I hate the show too, don't worry.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
You're talking about that a lot.
What is your father
My parents left when I was very young.
Why did they make like Peter Parker?
I think that's a lot
queer.
It's a lot harder Mary Jane to say that much. Kirsten Dunst is ugly.
It's not Mary Jane.
It's Gwen Stacy.
Oh, is it?
And Gwen Stacy was a blonde.
Which makes me wonder, are they going to kill her off at the end of this film?
No.
Yeah.
They should. Yeah. They should.
Why would it be pointless? Gwen Stacy was hardly ever in the comic. She was there at first, but in his early incarnation as Spider-Man, she gets murdered.
Yeah, that was
because he was not able. She was dropped off the bridge. He shot the web to catch her to save her life. When he did, it snapped her neck.
There were so many.
Yeah, yeah, that was what happened.
That's so if funny. She does die, who's
there
the
there were many villains before Gwen Stacy became irrelevant.
Wait, so who's he fighting against?
The Lizard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Lizard, fucking, I wish I was a doctor. I was a doctor, something like that.
Although, where the fuck's his lab jacket at?
I know, yeah.
That's stupid. If it didn't have a lab jacket on it, I'm walking out of the movie.
No, if it doesn't have a lab jacket,
I'm walking out of the movie. It doesn't have a lab jacket. I'm blogging about the lab jacket if he doesn't have it on.
He's not a real doctor. He hasn't got a jacket.
Cartoons, he wore it.
I'm concerned about his PhD.
I gotta do a background check on this guy for.
Too dangerous.
Exactly. Oh, how stupid was that?
You see, when Spider-Man walks in, the lizard guy points at all his plaques on the wall first and shit before they fight.
This isn't the format of what I'm thinking about. Anyway.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Steve, for wasting our time.
You're welcome. One, yeah. I don't see why they're making so much like extra footage of this fucking movie.
What do you mean?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, Avengers came out. That shit's gonna blow up as fuck.
Yeah.
And then I'll hear the next Avengers, Spider-Man's gonna pop up and say, I'm here too.
Unless Spider-Man, at the end of that fucking movie, at the last credits, say Nick Fury comes out and say, I want you part of the fucking Avengers.
He's not gonna be part of the Avengers. Suck.
He won't be part of the Avengers.
He's not gonna be part of Avengers.
That also sucks. He should be part of Avengers.
No, he shouldn't.
Was he originally a part of the Avengers?
Yes, he was.
He eventually does join. He does join with the Avengers.
Yeah, but that's somewhere in the 90s.
His parents got killed because of the fucking.
No, it wasn't in the 90s. It was in the 2000s.
What's that fucker's called?
I don't fucking know what I'm talking about.
The Red Skull fucking killed his parents too.
That was the funny part.
What?
That's where the comedy came from.
No.
Well, who killed his parents then?
They never really released that in the comics.
I thought his parents didn't want him anymore, and they were going to abort him,
his
so they decided just to give him to his aunt.
What you guys know, the background story was Uncle actually touched him as a little child.
And he touched him, and his parents like, no, he's ruined. Keep him.
Uncle Ben, no.
His parents never died. They actually faked his death.
It's okay, Peter. Remember, with great power comes great
responsibility. His parents were killed by a school of hammerhead sharks.
With great youth comes great
responsibility. A lot.
Now, I want to know your guys' take on this compared to the other Spider-Man films. Like, does this not at least make it look better? Like they're trying to make amends to the fans, say we're sorry for the past three.
Well, they should be sorry.
They should be sorry for the past two. The first one was
first
good.
First one sucked, too.
No, the two, first one was good.
There's three Spider-Mans.
Oh, yeah. It was really great with the Green Goblin and the Power Ranger costume.
Two and three were bad.
Yeah, the Power Ranger Goblin. Really? What was so great about that?
I think Spidey was awesome.
What?
Emo Spidey?
Who doesn't like
dance jazz?
I think out of the three.
Walking down the street?
No, out of the three.
That was stupid. He's like, what's up? Girls.
He's all pointing.
Yeah, he's all pointing.
It's all weird.
Out of all three films, the only one the only character I even liked in it, aside from Aunt May, they got a great woman to play her, was the guy who played fucking Dr. Octopus.
Oh,
he was the only great one. Other than I forgot his name. Whoever played the Goblin when he was out of costume, great actor.
Willem Dafoe.
Yeah, Willem Dafoe, great actor.
Of course, Willem Dafoe is a fucking great fucking actor.
He
was Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but when you put him in the Power Ranger Goblin outfit, it just went downhill. It was
when you put
terrible.
Anyone in a costume, it seems silly.
No, they could have done.
I'm
they
be
could
a
have
villain.
Done better.
If they
could have done better.
That would think be better.
It's fake.
You know, maybe.
Thank you.
Maybe.
It's bullshit.
You know, Hollywood and their fucking fake ass.
I know. You're acting like movies are like Santa and stuff and the Easter Bunny.
You know, there's no such thing as Spider-Man.
If I could believe it, though, like, I'd actually.
Bullshit.
I'll flip a table. I'll start flipping shit around here.
That's how you just come up and start flipping shit around. That's what you do.
Eric's here. What was that mad thing? When I said,
mad.
Who wasn't real? Oh, God. That does remind me of something, but I can't remember it right now.
Well, that doesn't help.
Good reference point, motherfucker.
Right?
Yeah.
Just trying to kill some time.
We'll be right back. Commercial.
You don't call commercials,
no,
bitch.
You just don't fucking throw that shit at me like that. No, fuck you.
I'm just fucking around.
Are you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Commercial!
Well, I don't know what we're doing.
We're not going to commercial. Okay.
I didn't make us all lost.
And we're back.
Yeah, way to go, Jason.
All right.
Okay, other...
we'll be back right with half. Here we go, back with Steve and fucking Eric. Now back on the show. Mr. Roach.
Dang it.
Okay, other, you know, all we're still on the movie.
I want a dumb nickname like them.
Like, okay. Tarek.
Tarek.
You can be called Spew.
Not as dumb as the wedge,
wait,
but I'll
take
it.
Hank Cantankerous.
No, taint. You can be taint. Taint. Yeah. Taint. There you go.
Why? Because I drank the wedge's fucking cup?
For that cup.
Well, that's where it came from.
Yes. That's right.
Thank you, taint. That was amazing.
Taint and gooch. Them, like, a delicious and shit.
But, on the movie topic, last night my wife and I, we watched this film with Jodie Foster. It's from the 1978. It's called Little Girl
Let me stop you now.
The
sure this is take too long. So what's the next topic?
No, it's the taxi driver. No, it's Little Girl Down the Lane. And
is that the movie title? Little Girl
yeah,
Down
that was.
Lane?
Or is that a true story title. For you?
Had Martin Sheen
about Little Girl Down the Lane.
It does sound like a really like perfect porno movie. Like a
it does.
Kind of
does yeah, it does sound
little
that way.
Little Girl Down the Lane.
Yeah, that even that's kind of struck weird.
But you decided to watch it.
Yeah, well, the synapse seemed really interesting.
He was very misled.
Were you something cop
came in? No, I was not.
nothing breaks
other than
actually, Steph walked in when he's watching Naked.
Steph's the one who picked the film.
Steph wanted a little excitement that night.
Other than Martin Sheen playing a pedophile in this film, what struck me out is, okay, here's Jodie Foster. She's what, 12,
just,
13
just
years
say,
old?
Just say you didn't watch this movie.
No, she's 12 or 13
better.
Years old. And when she
gets
made
raped
this film,
on like a pinball machine.
She doesn't get raped, no, but she gets fully nude in this
she's
film.
She's all deaf, blind, and dumb.
Like 12?
Yeah, she's like 12 or 13 in this film. Gets
Indy
fully
was raped
naked.
On a pinball machine.
Now, apparently she's done, back in this day, she used to do a lot of risque films. She has one where she's also full fucking nude and playing a prostitute.
Taxi driver.
I don't get. Yeah.
I don't know.
I've
never seen Taxi Driver.
Steve
wasn't nude on Taxi Driver, though.
Steve follows Mr. Skin a lot.
She wasn't nude on Taxi Driver.
No, there's a different
but
one
she
where
wanted
she
to
is.
Be.
I think he's taking many concepts and just bringing it up.
I think
the
he's
story.
Making shit up.
I think he was too.
Look it up.
It's called pedophilia.
Welcome to Steve.
That's child porn.
Look up nude Jodie Foster right now.
No, and that's what I was confused about. I didn't get.
I know better.
This movie's on Netflix, and I don't.
You
I don't get how they can still show this film
naked in this thing you're talking about.
Yes,
to the internet,
to the intronet.
Yeah, she's nude.
At least just look up like the IMDb
to the pedonet.
I don't know something
where good. He searches.
They
I want to see this
now. Nicely, they do not show the bush.
Do.
They don't show the vag. You get tits and all.
What movie was it called?
The Little Girl Down the Lane.
The
Little Girl from
we're
down
now
the
cops
lane.
Surrounding
this
us in about 5 minutes.
Like a find, like,
it does sound like one. It does sound like
it
one.
It sounds like a description of the little girl down the lane where you're just thinking about her naked.
That's what it is. The little girl from down the lane. Jodie Foster and Martin Sheen. And she gets fucking naked in this. And
you're
you
like
see
on
it.
A torrent site and you find this shit. You would download it, right? If you're looking through porn on a torrent site and you saw a little girl down the lane... In the porn section.
I've never been into fucking Jodie Foster, so.
Well, no, apparently she's done other films like
enough,
this.
Right?
Jodie Foster Child.
Yeah. And what I don't get is how they were able to show that. Just like the whole Blue Lagoon thing with fucking, what's her name, where she's underage and naked in that film, too.
Yeah.
Jodie Foster, Martin Sheen, he is right.
Jodie well, Foster. We never said that. She fucking naked.
No, oh, is she naked? Well, that's...
I typed in
your
both
computer's not
words,
working. I asked your computer something and
he
didn't
does,
answer.
The people he said are right. Now, is she naked? Gotta read. Reading sucks.
Reading sucks. That's why bullshit. You get all your books on tape.
I'm
on tape or audio.
He's like, fuck
he
you. Watch,
he watches
MP3.
The books. That's what he does.
If I had.
He watches his. Yeah, Jason doesn't only listen to books and read to him. He actually has a video and watches a person reading the book to him.
And I jerk off the both of them.
And then after each page, they get the book and do it towards him like this. You see it? All right. And he goes back.
His favorite are the one narrated by Alan Rickman.
I love pop-up books.
Well, I would do the same thing if Morgan Freeman was reading the book.
Morgan Freeman can do anything. That's amazing.
Chuck Norris.
He can do
Chuck
anything
Norris
and then
Rhodes
will jack off
hiding.
To it.
Chuck Norris.
Well, I get audios for I Spy.
What? Wait. Now I'm thinking you get like audio, like just basically just the audio from like each episode of I Spy with Bill Cosby, like that old one.
No, the I Spy books. I looked for the audio for Worth Waddle, but apparently there's not one. I don't get that.
It starts on the top left.
I Spy with my
little they discontinued look those at, laser discs.
I'd sit and look into the left. Now look to the right. Now go down.
No, it describes everyone, and then under his brother, and then there's Waldo, and then
oh, there's Waldo. Oh, wait! It was the guy in the yellow. It's the guy in the yellow and black. My mistake.
Okay, a good way to figure this
that's
out.
That's a candy cane. That wasn't Waldo.
What Steve is saying: have the title of this fucking movie, and then say Jodie Foster naked, and then it should come with something.
Yeah, okay. The police.
It comes. It comes with a restraining order.
Little things are gonna pop up on the screen.
About 30 years of it comes with 30 years of prison, Jason. That's what it comes with.
Yeah, it comes with a lifetime of hell.
The IP goes to this house, so I'm blaming Mr. Wedge and fucking Roach. And we're gonna.
Hey, you'll be on. It comes with a lifetime membership of being on the internet.
That little symbol's gonna appear on the computer. It's the FBI symbol. It says this IP address is not being monitored.
What's that?
Like right here. You see?
Oh yeah! Look at that ass crack.
Yeah.
Oh, let me see.
Yes, baby.
No, all excited for Jodie Foster at 12.
Oh, hell yeah. 12-year-old asshole.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Okay, Jesus. Hold on.
There's booby.
No, not only you start off with the side boob, but then she turns around full tits as she gets in bed.
And the light's all fucked up.
No.
And she helped. Actually, we should change it.
She's 18
now.
You see full everything. Were you C4?
I mean, she's older. She's older now. I'm thinking. She's over 18 now. Way older than 18.
That I couldn't tell you.
Well, what year was it? It was 1976?
I thought it was 78.
God, did she eat back then?
Because when she did Taxi Driver, she had to go to a psychologist to actually make sure she's right.
She was right in the head, yeah.
Yeah.
Why is it still open?
And she was still too young to do the part anyways, but like she wasn't naked there.
She wasn't naked at all, but she did, you know, bend over in front of
her. She started getting naked.
So this movie had to be after, then, at least.
Could be.
Coney Foster?
I think they said this was in 78.
But she's a big tomboy.
And Harvey Keitel.
She is a tomboy.
No, but I just don't get the legality, like how they were able to do that.
That is weird.
Well, let's see her attack.
No, just like in Blue Lagoon. Okay, they had Brooke Shields. No, you had Brooke Shields, underage when she did the film. Full nude, vag and all. You see everything in that film. And
she signed a waiver.
No. I miss back those days. Like,
Nowadays you can't make those type of films now, even with signing the waiver.
Well, now,
just like you can't even take a picture of your own child playing in the tub, or you can be arrested for this shit.
I think that's weird.
Circulation. How is that?
I think that's weird. Anyways,
I think they would assume that. You
it's
know,
not that we became
like
prude. What it is that we became narcs. You know, when you see something that's innocent where it's like, okay, well, she is playing a part, but the actual sex and everything's not really happening, it's not as bad as if she was actually, you know, bending over and getting banged in the asshole.
But you're still not
that's
allowed,
entertainment.
But you're still not allowed to show a child in a sexual situation. And in this, she is getting in bed to fuck this
We're
kid.
We're not.
That okay, so true. where was this movie we made? Like, where is the like possibly maybe the standard was different.
They went to Cambodia, so it didn't matter.
You can go to Reno and marry a 16-year-old. You can bang a 16-year-old in Reno.
Really?
Where and when? Really?
Yeah, every state law is different. There's
all
no federal
different.
Law. There's no federal law.
So there's no federal law of what
I want directions.
You seem really excited. Yeah. Like, dude, I'm moving to Reno.
Fuck, I'm gonna get on the phone. Right, but the only
problem, Steve, is that rape is still illegal.
Oh, sorry.
Dude, road trip.
he just said rape's illegal.
It's kind of sad when you still have to rape your wife, huh?
Road trip. Road trip.
No, I understand that at the time the standards were different. I just don't get how now they still allow this
give me some knuckles
in circulation.
For that.
Because
the
current laws. It was beforehand. You can't take something away. That's art.
Is it art?
Yeah.
What, naked children?
Art. No, it's art. Like, film, or like even if it's a comedy, it's still technically an art form.
Well, this is far from a comedy.
And you can't take it away.
If I jerk off to it, it's no longer art.
Yeah, but nobody needs to know about it. See, that's the weird thing. Like, back in the day when movies were out, like, Dirty Harry, they said, like, the N-word in that. And other movies, a lot of movies, they send the N-word, like, nothing.
Fucking
because
Reservoir Dogs, you hear the word nigger all the time.
Yeah. No, Blazing Saddle, you heard nigger.
Oh, God, there was actually a sex scene where this black guy was actually forcing himself on, I can't remember, it's like they weren't mainstream people. But
on this white chick, and as you're doing it, he's saying, he said,
tell me, fuck me, nigger. Yeah. He's like, she's like, fuck me, nigger, fuck me. And she's all crying while she's having sex. You know, what is that?
I don't know. A friend of mine had this on his phone. It's like weird. This. No, the funny thing about it is the first time she says, fuck me, nigger, he pauses.
Actually, I don't think you should say that.
He stops for a second.
Steve, you're live right now.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
There's a bunch of people looking at you just like, what is this white boy?
A big, fat white guy with pirate tattoos, yeah.
Well, you said it too.
Look at this big nigger.
I'm dark skin.
Terrorist.
Yeah, he's terrorist. He's fine.
I'm sand nigger.
I'm looking at two.
Nobody fucks with him or he'll bomb their crack houses.
So, yeah. I'm murdered.
Hey. I'm using it as ignorant. He's using it as racist.
Fucking spook.
Oh, man. This show's going on. All right, let's get it out. We got spook. We got jigaboo.
We got racism and naked 12.
We got woogie boogie. You got,
what else
man,
you need?
What a show.
That's the best ripped in half episode ever.
All right, now we got to talk about chinks and Jews.
Why you guys are canceled.
We got to talk about chinks and Jews to even it out.
You needed that fucking censor button way long ago.
That's from something else.
Went into a commercial?
But what about those Mexicans?
Then fuck you.
Well, those Mexicans will jump you.
Mexicans just wonderful people? You know, all those.
We are hard workers. We sell oranges.
Speak for yourself.
You take jobs. You give our money from America to back to Mexico.
We are way better. We're just a step above Indians. I'm telling you.
What?
Mexicans ruin the economy. They come here
to make way too cheap labor.
No. Okay,
ruining it for all
the Americans. They do cheap labor. They do cheap labor. They take the jobs. But the thing is, they don't spend the money back in America. They fucking send it back to Mexico. So it doesn't come back to America. It doesn't recycle through.
You're right. Actually, you're right. I believe that.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, no. I
and they don't even spend it in Mexico. They save it like assholes.
I'm Mexican, so I approve his message.
Yes. I work with a guy.
Bitch, I'm fucking Hispanic too, you bastard.
You deny
you gotta,
I deny Mexican, I know.
You gotta love how he makes it.
I know, I deny Mexican.
He's not Mexican, he's Hispanic.
You're up and down, deny your fucking
I deny Hispanic. Mexican, I know.
So in his mind, he's
I don't
still
even know
Caucasian.
About Mexican, though.
What?
My dad was adopted, so I don't know what he was. My mom's side's all Spaniards in Spain. But my dad, he could be Mexican, we don't know. He looks Samoan.
You're in this.
Well, he could be
Why
Samoan.
Why don't you ask him?
He's adopted.
So?
You don't know what the fuck you are when you're adopted.
They got records? What the hell?
Yeah.
He was one of those children that was left at the doorstep and walked away.
I was going to say, like, you know, when you're adopted, you have papers. You have papers like a Tamagotchi.
So if he's left at the doorstep, that means he just starts anew.
Yeah,
like,
when you get left at a doorstep, they give you a basket and your papers with you.
Your they actually told him he was Chinese.
No, see, left at the doorstep was his dad's code for saying money was traded hands.
And it was actually the letter that was left with them was in the like alien language and stuff.
It's written top
here, one eye.
So you are Mexican.
It was written in blood.
According to
so you are Mexican.
He's not.
I'm American.
So he was left with on the doorstep of the Necronomicon.
Actually, I got in trouble at school because I told my teacher I was American.
Ooh, Clarata.
Actually, a funny story. I failed Spanish class, but the funny thing in the story is, we're doing this project, right? It was me, this guy Joe. This guy Joe is completely white. He's completely white. He knows more Spanish than me. My teacher Miss Alves, fucking we told her she used to do porn or something because she had bumps around her lips. She told us she had herpes and shit. She didn't like that. Anyway, so we're doing this.
Every teacher loves that.
Anyways, she didn't like me as it is because I didn't know any Spanish. But we're doing this project where we had to draw a town. We had to name each of the things in the town, like, you know, the bank, the called, like, was it Banca?
Banco.
Where the fuck? Anyways, so he was doing a great job. I was just fucking off. And then we had to name the town. So I was like, you know, what a great name for the town, Mexicanville. And so on top of the paper, I wrote Mexicanville. The teacher walked by. I've never had a teacher so pissed at me before. She was cussing. She was like, "Tú, Carmel, fucking Mexicanville, tú, racist, this and that, and all this." Like, what the hell? What do you mean? That's a good name, Mexicanville. It's a Mexican town. Why not?
Yeah, it's a village full of Mexicans.
Yeah, it's full of Mexicans. She took me to the front of the class, started yelling at me, calling me a racist and this.
Tamaleville would be a little bit worse. Well,
there's a place called Chinatown. Why not Mexico?
Yeah, why not Mexicoville?
Yeah. Churroville.
And then the thing was, my buddy Joe's next to me. He was white, and she looked at him first because she thought it was him that did it. He was all fucking scared. No, it wasn't me. I didn't want that name. He looked like the racist white guy and shit. Called it Mexicanville, and then he sold me out. Fucking bastard. But yeah, that's my story of being American.
That's my first day in America.
That's like when I had this teacher. It was a white teacher, but every
you're white.
No, when it comes to February, Black History Month, she goes all out.
I don't know why I'm really thirsty. Like, that's on camera, right?
What the fuck was that?
He's a drunk.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jason must be really drunk because he just fell out of his chair.
He totally just like.
I like how he did it. I like how he didn't even catch himself with that. He just fell.
I know. That was weird. I missed it.
It was like, that was funny. None of them laughed either.
Well, I did. I didn't even understand what was happening. I was like, what the hell?
I
need
this. I think it would have been better if he hit his head. The Roman cook. I think it better if he hit his head on something.
I think it would be better if he was unconscious right now.
If you're sitting here, twitching, that way I can sit there and poke him.
I'm sorry to make it better for everyone else to make it funnier.
are you embarrassed, Jason?
Not really.
Why not?
What if I
should have kicked you on the way down or something? Or spit on you?
If you kick me on the way down, that would make...
Or spit on you or something like
just
that?
Just kick him on the way up.
Who do you think you are? What the hell?
And on that note, hit him in the nuts right now.
Dude, that's not that bad. One of our chairs was broken by some dude who was just sitting there who's like, yeah, I'm cool. And the chair just broke.
The biggest asshole came into our show one time.
That one's getting a little weak, too.
And I was just like, I fucking hate this guy. And the chair collapses.
He rolls onto the floor.
I'm like,
dude, a minute. Before he showed up, you're sitting there with the fucking saw against the legs of the chair.
I didn't even know who this guy was until he walked in.
Like a villain with his long beard.
And what I did was I bought another chair, took that receipt, and took the broken chair back and got my money back.
Oh, I got the beard right here. You got a full-on terrorist beard.
You got what's left on my nuts after I'm done shaving them.
Oh, no. Okay, you're talking about your teacher, though. Your teacher is calling you racist. I had this teacher. You know, she can give a fuck less about any other holiday, but when it came to February, Black History Month, she made this huge thing about it. Every day was all our schoolwork had to do with Black History Month.
FYI, Jason just left to go cry.
Yeah. Well, no, so
I think he had a boo-boo.
No, one of the students one day stands up and he asks her, he's like, hey, how come we don't have a Hitler Day? She flipped the fuck out.
Who says that?
No, he did it to piss her off, but he had an interesting logic. The fact is that if it wasn't for Hitler, nobody would really give a fuck about the Jews, and they wouldn't have their own country at the moment.
Actually, think about it. They don't come from anywhere.
Think about it. Say what you want.
Yeah.
I don't mean to offend anybody, but say what you want about Hitler, but he had a really good plan until he got greedy.
Yeah,
he actually made a perfect society with everyone's equal and no crime and this and that. But then he went and got greedy and wanted everything else in the world, and that's when he fucked up. If he would have just kept Germany, it would have been actually. I mean, I wouldn't want to live there, but they would have actually had a nice place over there.
Oh yeah. He made a fucking he was able to
basically
make
he made the perfects.
Well, after they were completely fucked over.
I know it sounds wrong.
World War One, he built the economy back up from fucking ground zero.
I know it sounds wrong, but he actually made like a perfect society.
Yeah.
Well, German money was worth shit.
What?
German money was worth shit.
Up until he came along.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he really raised the economy.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, he did a fucking great job, and that's why to this day we
Hitler
still drive,
for president.
That's why we still drive his cars.
Yep. Hitler mobility.
Which it almost seems like the perfect case of irony to me when you see a Jew driving a Volkswagen.
You think it's funny now they put a little flower thing. They have a little flower holder in there in the VWs. The new VWs, they have this little plastic tube, and you're looking at it, and you're like, the fuck is that? You put water in, you can put a flower in it.
What?
Yes.
No, they all had that. Every single Volkswagen, not Volkswagen, but every single Beetle had a flower in it when it started out, when it came out.
Jason, did you clean up your little wounds and scars and...
Yeah, you done crying.
All right, wipe off your vagina.
Give me the Coke.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you, Steve.
Fuck you, I'm hurting inside.
That's how if you look at this right now, that's how Jason cleans his hands after he pees.
I just embarrass myself.
He burns his fingers to pee his hand after he... That's how he cleans his hands after he's done peeing. Actually, he does it with his penis outside, too.
You know too much about him, about his penis and his hands.
That's how he cleans his hand. He burns his fingers. Roach,
that's how I shave myself, too.
Penis in his hands.
No, that's pretty manly.
Roach is going to walk away and come back with third-degree burns.
I burn all my shit off.
Dude, if you could burn your ball hair off and just like, yeah, look at that clean shaving.
I'd be all right because you wouldn't grow back.
I would totally buy you a beer, I guess, because that's pretty manly right there.
It won't grow back.
I have
all right.
A fan and a fucking lighter. That's all I fucking worked at, dude.
I think on that note, we're going to go ahead and take a break. And,
who the fuck made you break, boss?
Get a word from our sponsors.
Yeah, what's up, break boss?
Somebody has to fucking do it around here.
I was thinking it's about time.
All right.
Break your fucking arm.
All right, so again, once again, now a word from our sponsors.
So where do you listen to and where can you listen to it at?
Tell us.
What, us?
You!
On Stitcher.
Oh, I thought you wanted the audience to tell us.
It's Ripped in Half on the Wedge Radio Network.
WedgeRadioNetwork.com.
I listen to K-Frog.
You're listening to the Wedge Radio Network.
I've always found it unnerving walking into a sex shop just to find my father looking at masturbation sleeves, or my brother leaving a filthy 25-cent arcade with a gross red hue on his face. It's disgusting. I need a place to go where my disgusting family or friends won't see me perusing porn or looking for some sort of stimulation that vibrates. Well, Eden Fantasies is a sex shop online that you can trust. Eden Fantasies has toys for girls, guys, couples, just about everyone. Now my sex life is better than ever before. Who knew I could squirt? Want to find some real sexual satisfaction? Just go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com. There is a link there on the right-hand side. Click it, and it will take you to Eden Fantasies. It's the sex shop online that you can trust.
All you have to do is just go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com, click on the link to Eden Fantasies, and get yourself some peace of mind. It's not just a show. It's not just a network. It's free. The Wedge Radio Network.
All right, and welcome back to Ripped in Half on the Ridge Radio Network. And I totally just mixed up my R's and W's when I said that.
Hey, dude, that was weird. I think you're retarded.
I have slightly dyslexia. Music brought to you by Mega Man.
Are we supposed to talk in 8-bit now?
About their words, and all of a sudden, obviously, it's all wrong. Well, we're back with what I'm Jason.
We're back and blacker than ever.
Eric, Roach, and Mr. Wedge, always.
It's a lot of people.
Yeah, I know. It's fucking crowded.
There's
as fuck.
A system overload.
This is quite a sausage fest.
Oh, Mr. Wedge, always there, modern everybody. With his tower of fucking power.
Fucking Overwatch.
He feels like that person where you're, the music too. He's like you're fighting a boss right now. He's the one overlooking, and he's the final boss you have to get to.
But he's like the fucking alien boss. Wait, in that
like
level
Mr.
of Contra.
Willy or Dr. Willy.
Yeah. Like after you're done fighting, after you're done fighting this guy,
Riley, whatever,
or it's like Dr. Robotnik. You're done fighting him, and you gotta chase him down, and then you gotta go to the next level. He's running away like a bitch.
No, I picture like the waterfall level from Contra. He's more like the giant alien.
Oh, the giant alien.
Like they're trying to fucking hit you.
I gotta play that again.
I was thinking,
you know what? That I bought. Right? I bought Contra for the NES, and it was still. I think I paid $20 for it.
Damn.
After it's been out for him, like,
yes.
Where you bought
the it was still $20. It was $20. I paid $20.
That's weird. You go online.
So that I paid that. I paid $20 for that. I paid Super Techno Ball. I paid $20 for.
See, I tried to
Super Techno what?
Super Techno Ball.
I was in a bidding war for fucking like. Okay.
And then I had Techno Baseball too.
I played that too.
Awesome. Techno Baseball is awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, actually, is that the baseball one with the robots?
No. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
That's Robot Wars.
Robot, yeah.
That's a great game.
I got a bidding war just for fucking Zombies
Ain't My Neighbors?
I got a... The thing got the $30.
You know there's really? Actually a Nintendo game that's worth $100? It's the,
Chrono Trigger.
Huh?
Chrono Trigger, huh?
No. What?
Oh, damn. I thought you actually knew that.
No, I sold my Zelda game sealed for like $250.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Why'd you sell it?
Because he has no friends.
He needed that. He needed that blow up
doll. That's exactly what. That was exactly what.
Wait, which Zelda game?
The first Zelda.
Oh, the first one? Oh,
yeah. Okay. Gold.
Then that's a good one. That's a good one.
We never opened it up to find out.
You know, I'm sorry. I don't care what people say.
I played the game. It's not like I never knew. But like,
I would have sold it. Steve would have rubbed this out with
the
it.
The economy was bad. It was 2008, you know?
She was young and stupid. Well, probably not young until
no. I got off my ex. She was there the day.
Then she was stupid.
She gave it to me. That was a super.
Then,
that was
first then that made her up. Really stupid.
And then I still.
And then she broke up with Jason. That got her a little smarter. That
forever
was funny.
Alone, no
Fuck
friends.
You guys.
I had a joke, but like I was drinking a beer.
A beer?
Yeah.
Under your pink solo cup.
Let's have a party.
Hey, you're drinking out of the cup
hate
that Wedge
fucking
has
show.
On.
I know.
You guys talked about this. I imagine.
Smelled like Trojan the first time I went to.
I imagine.
And you still drink from it.
It's all right.
Who doesn't like Trojan?
I don't have a thing with sloppy seconds.
I don't know. I prefer Magnum.
That's my packet.
Well, that's why Steve.
Steve says the N-word a lot, but he's with a lot of black guys. That's why he feels comfortable with it. That's where the Magnum comes in.
He doesn't say, "Hey, wait." He doesn't go up to people and say, "What's up, my nigga?" He goes, "What's up, my Magnum?"
He goes, "What's up, my nigga?" And the guy says, "Me pretty soon." That's what I was hoping for.
And then he's already turned around.
That's the thing. People
way ahead of you.
They don't listen to what I'm saying. I'm not saying "What's up, my nigga." I'm saying "You up, my nigga."
he's a brother on the DL.
Either way, they're only looking at your mouth.
You're confused because not all niggas are assholes.
Yeah. black guys like
no, but all niggas like
well,
assholes.
The thing is, black guys like fat white chicks. They also like fat white guys too. That's where Steve comes in.
It's all an asshole.
I don't like how you moaned that.
He's like, maybe they're onto something there.
I think Wedge is in her black came out.
Have you seen the color of my skin? You know, like you have nothing to worry about.
Well, because what girl's into like a terrorist?
I thought you bleached yourself.
Do you think you could pass off as white, Mr. Wedge? You can pass off as white?
I don't think so.
I think I could somewhat.
To shave.
Depends.
Yeah, he'd have to shave.
That
mustache gives it away.
Well, shaving gives one that... You dye your hair? You shave and dye your hair.
Like, Jason pedophiles himself when he shaves.
I don't know what. Your skin
you dye your hair?
I'd say a light auburn.
Dye your hair.
Light auburn.
Wait, you dye
your hair? You're a mahogany.
Oh.
How is queer that? Eye from the straight
you know
guy
what?
Right here.
Your problem is that you're more, you try to do your makeup as a fall, but you're more of a winter.
I have no idea what the fuck you mean.
Silly goof. Dude, just shave your beard and you can look like a pedophile.
It's like Jason, know, yeah.
Jason and Carlos can match.
Hey, wait, that's horrible.
The only difference is he doesn't drive a white van.
Okay, wait. We're at the bar. And you were there.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. We were at the bar, and somebody's like, "Hey, Wedge." And they're talking to Jason right here.
And like, you hang out with each other all the time, and right? And like, he's all motioning to me.
What?
And he's walking in the background just to go take a piss.
Yeah, and I was like, wait, what?
And I'm like, what, too? Like, I don't... I barely know wrote.
I didn't sign up for this.
Seriously, I was like,
huh?
Who? Who is that? I'm sorry, man. Like, I really don't know your name. And everybody's like, yeah, you know, Wedge and Roach. And we're like, no, wait, we don't know each other.
I like how you think, you know, you can't be known outside of the, you know,
No, someone just randomly saying you,
outside
you know.
Of the Wedge.
No, the recognition. Yeah, the recognition the came from him. He recognized him, and he made the association.
And he assumed you.
Yeah.
Because, like, somehow we look alike.
It's just a goatee. That's all it is a goatee.
You don't really have a goatee.
No, it's all in the nose.
Wait, what the fuck?
I thought it was your brother guys' sexuality.
What is that?
Homo.
What is that?
He's a Fu Manchu.
I'm thinking goatee. I think goatee is like the entire thing connected together.
Yeah, yours isn't a goatee.
Yeah, yours isn't. Not well, like, no, this well, thing
I have,
has.
I have two parts.
You're a Tony Stark fucking.
You have the beaner mustache and a goatee.
Mm. Yours goes from like a mustache to a soul patch that leads to a
that leads to a horrible mess.
Yeah, it does. But some tweaker asshole assumed that like I'm you. And I was like,
now did you play along with it?
If they say you're the Wedge, you're an asshole.
No, I would have played along with it.
I was laughing
secretly. He got offended.
I was too busy laughing.
Secretly, he got an erection.
He didn't know what the.
We're
fuck
not saying which one.
Yeah, you could have done some funny shit. You said you were Carlos.
What, yeah, exactly. Like,
come on my show. Come to my house.
Yeah, come on my face.
Give me a beer, please. That's a shot he'll never forget.
I don't want to go in my way when I'm trying to do that shit.
People are like, oh, yeah, it's you, Wes, the one that took the shot on his face. Oh, man. So what are you doing tonight? He's like, what? Dude,
best blowjob I ever had. Fuck.
I have some Instagram pictures right there.
Instagram. And it's like ex-pro shame.
What shame?
Oh. I mean,
that's how we do it.
Yeah, ex-pro
so
success.
Anyways, mustache, soul patch, goatee. What are you up to?
You know one thing about Men in Black 3? Mostly because I saw it because that fucking asshole's there.
Which fucking asshole?
I'm glad that he actually grew his back mustache.
Wait, you saw Men in Black 3?
No, but Men in Black 3, you see the previews.
It's not out yet.
He has that fucking mustache. Yeah, and he was still really young at the time.
Yeah.
Like when Men in Black 1 came out.
He's always had a mustache until he turned
but
he looked,
he
shaved
until
it.
He stopped doing that and he looked weird.
Yeah, he looked like a
douchebag. Men in Black 3 previews. He actually seemed like he's actually
okay,
old now.
We actually, this funny thing is the dark at the bar stash. The bar I was at for the dark tournament, we're actually talking about Will Smith. And they were talking about how such a great actor he was.
What?
And I tell him he's the same fucking guy in almost every movie. There's probably about there's probably about four movies where he actually changed a different. Well, he had to be actually serious, like
The one movie was with the kid. And
yeah,
shit like
fucking
him and his kid. It was him and his kid.
Pursuit of Happiness.
Pursuit of Happiness.
That's a good movie.
There's a couple.
Seven pounds.
There's a couple more. But you think about it. You know, you think
what
about
the hell
like
is
you think
seven
about,
pounds.
You think about Men in Black, Wild Wild West, Hancock. He's the same fucking guy in every movie. He can't change his acting. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Well,
what about I Am Legend?
I Am Legend. He's the same fucking person.
Fuck that. What about Independence Day? You cannot say that.
He's the same fucking person.
No.
Are you kidding me? I don't think they get what I was saying.
Yeah.
But they're saying, oh, he's a good. I'm not saying he's not a good actor. I'm just saying he can't change himself in different films.
Yeah, I got you. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, he's completely different from Fresh Prince.
They brought Denzel Washington. Denzel Washington. That guy's a fucking good actor.
No,
that's a great actor.
No, you know, just like my crowd of seafood. He feels the same way.
I'm calm to that fucking song.
He feels the same way when it comes to Johnny Depp.
Wait.
No, when it comes to Johnny Depp. Okay, you look at most of his roles. Mad Hatter.
Cool
to him, it's like all he did was combine Jack Sparrow
guys
with
Raise up.
Don't say Hunter S. Thompson. I will punch you in your face.
What?
I say don't say Hunter S. Thompson because I will punch you in your face.
No. He compares his role for the Mad Hatter. It's like all he did was
you don't like Hunter S. Thompkins?
Oh, no.
Hunter S. Thompkins?
Never mind.
No, I'm saying don't compare him with Jack Sparrow.
Oh.
No. What I'm saying is, okay,
he's one of my favorite writers.
No, but Johnny Depp's version of Mad Hatter.
Mad Hatter, okay. So from Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah. Okay, in his mind, all he did for that role was he just blended Jack Sparrow with what he did for Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. It just took the two roles. There you go.
It's
almost like all his
that's
roles
not
where
he
he's all fantasy-like.
No,
but
it's the same character.
Well,
it's
Tim
doesn't matter.
Tim Burton's,
he's
still included. Then he plays somewhat.
He's
got
to play a certain.
Yeah.
He's got to play a certain role when Tim Burton's involved.
Well, it depends. Okay,
it's called the bitch.
No, it's
what it's called. It's called
a Dark Shadow.
He's Tim Burton's
bitch. Same role. But the difference is Johnny Depp's the one who did Dark Shadow.
It doesn't matter.
The movie did terrible.
Yeah, I know.
Is that movie out?
Yes.
It's been out.
Out, and it did shit.
Well, it's not that it did shit. It's just people didn't really watch it.
The one where he's a vampire, right?
Yeah. They don't relate. They
he's a vampire okay. in the 21st century.
The thing is, Johnny Depp has plenty of roles where he switches characters, where he's a different person.
He has this dedication to...
I farted.
He likes the weird, the odd.
No, Tim Burton. He's dedicated
but you know,
to that
like
guy.
Like Rum Diaries. He was awesome in Rum Diaries. Which also I love him. The reason I love Rum Diaries so much because it reminds me of his character on, level. Fuck, oh, I can't
Fear
remember.
And Loathing.
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Well, of course, because it's the same person.
Same person, but
Hunter S. Thompson wrote that. That was one of his stories that he wrote that he never published until later.
Yeah.
I think after he died, it came out.
Yeah. Well, real quick, you know, everybody like wants to talk about the relationship between Johnny Depp and Tim Burton.
Yeah,
and
Danny Elfman.
Well, yeah, you know, they're in that little trifecta. The thing is,
it's called someone getting their dick sucked, someone getting their asshole sucked, and someone getting their face sucked,
getting their taint tickled.
Yeah, there you go.
Johnny Depp has only worked with Tim Burton for a total of 8 films, and most of them have actually just been in the past like 6 or 7 years. That's it. Out of his entire career.
That doesn't seem like a lot.
Not really.
What did you
say?
Considering his entire career and how many movies Tim Burton himself has made, that's really not that much. It's more within just like recent years they've really been working a lot together.
It's been lowered.
Edward Scissorhands was awesome.
And both of them have also done their films separate from each other, which are just as good.
Did anybody see
it? It's hard to impress you.
Did anybody see
No one's seen
Sweeney,
The Avengers.
Sweeney Todd?
Loved Sweeney Todd.
I saw that movie. I didn't like it. The music wasn't even good.
I heard that was the first time that Johnny Depp actually sang his songs himself.
Who give a fuck?
I thought he did.
Well, whatever.
I thought he did in Corpse Bride.
What a dumb thing to bring up.
I thought he did in Corpse Bride.
That's why...
can you edit Roach that?
No longer part of Rip the Hat.
No.
No, I liked Sweeney Todd, and
That's
I
why
liked
got the deal
I liked some of the music in it.
You like musicals?
I do.
When's the last musical we're at? Not a movie, but an actual musical.
The last musical I was at was...
Graceland.
No, you actually were at a theater watching a musical. Yeah. I don't want to say, like, try to bring your shit
no,
up.
No, I fully
like,
admit
I want to know
no,
what
I
last place you were.
It was a long time ago.
When you were 5 or what the fuck?
I seen Cats.
You have no fucking representation if you did
that. Oh, Phantom of the Opera would be mine.
That was at California Theater.
Show was mine.
Yeah.
That's actually a great show.
No, but I saw the movie. I saw the movie. Oh. I'm talking about the movie.
No, you gotta watch it on. It's fucking great.
I know. I heard it's so much better because
it's great.
Of the fact that
people
they added
I know
shit
who watched the movie say it's shit.
No, it's a great show, yeah. Man.
I heard the movie was shit.
The movie's shit compared to the.
I was just saying the last thing that I saw that was actually like a musical was Phantom of the Opera.
What about Rent? You seen that? Did you?
I had to watch it while I was online for PlayStations. When PlayStation came out at Target, mm-hmm. I was in line with some stupid girls, like about 3 girls.
PlayStation
there.
What?
2.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No, 3. PS3 came out.
No, no one cares.
When it fucking came out.
They're talking about PS2. Then I got more interested.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. That fucking just negates you everything. But no, I'm in line at Target, and some girls like fucking like, we're in line for fucking PlayStation, and like we're waiting in line. It's like here's fucking Rent because we want to fucking listen to it.
You slapped that bitch. AIDS! 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 AIDS!
No, you know what?
AIDS,
apparently,
AIDS.
Sometime in this last month...
I guess it means of the day.
No, apparently sometime in this last month...
Which, I love this movie.
Jenna,
whoever you don't like the movie, fuck off.
I've never seen it.
I don't like that movie.
I've never seen it. I've never seen the stage
You don't like
production.
Team America?
Oh. It took from me
my best friend.
Jenna, I guess she's... whatever
like
college class she's in was doing the production for Rent. And, yeah, she sent me a Facebook invite to go see that.
Should've done it.
I've never cared.
Bitches love plays.
Oh,
is that a fact or is that just something that you're?
No,
that's a fact.
No,
it's
a fact.
It's a fact.
It's a fact because
it's a subliminal message.
Fact.
No, it's a subliminal message. You take a chick to go see a musical, she will guarantee suck your dick.
Bitches love plays.
Please tell me you got that from South Park.
No, bitches love plays.
No,
that's why they made the Book of Mormon.
Dude, I want to see that play.
So do I.
Yes.
When the second it comes to LA, I'm spending the $150.
It wasn't LA.
To get one ticket.
No,
not yet. not yet.
Oh. No,
the
not
second
yet.
It comes to LA, I'm are spending $150 to get that one.
I'll go with you.
No, not yet.
I want to see the Book of Mormon. Yeah.
Well, let's all hold hands and be queers and go see.
I'll go with you. Just let me know.
We're waiting in line.
Yeah, with white shirts and ties.
You look for that.
Yes, and bicycles.
I'm wearing a tuxedo.
Only if we have the little black name placard pinned to our shirt that has our name, but it has to say Elder before the name.
I will not wear something that says Wedge.
It's actually sad. I know so much about this.
Don't fuck the baby.
I used to live in fuck Utah. I know a lot about it.
The Book of Mormon. Actually, the Book of Mormon does. It actually heard really good and did really great every show it's done.
Oh, yeah. I heard it's like offensive to all the different like religions out there, so it doesn't matter.
I don't care.
That's a great part about it. That's what
Mormons
I like
are
about
stupid.
It.
Yeah, and it got a lot of Tony Awards for the show too.
Did it really?
Yeah. People?
Yeah. It's
amazing.
Well, it's like the Trey Parker, Matt Stone.
Mormons go to heaven. South Park proved that.
I think those people will go to heaven. I think we'll not.
Why? Because they don't have sex and they ride bicycles.
No, because they're really happy people.
No, they're not.
Oh, they are. No, you know what? The thing about it is, I don't have nothing against religions. The thing is, you can say whatever. You believe in Jesus and that, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter if they believe in Jesus. They're fucking happy. They're living good lives.
Yeah.
It makes them happy. Who gives
they're
a shit?
They're going to go to heaven.
As long as it makes them happy and you're fucking enjoying your life, who gives a shit what you believe in or who exists? As long as you don't push that towards people or try to make people. If you don't believe in this, you're going to hell.
That's
a whole different thing.
That's true.
But if you have a religion and you believe in it and you follow it and you live a happy life, that's all great.
That's
go
how
for it.
Works, though.
See, that's the thing. That there's always going to be people who just believe.
Yeah.
There's always going to be people who push, and then there's always going to be people who take it over the top.
The people that take it over the top and push, they really. Yeah, I mean, that's just bad. That's horrible.
There are people who don't believe, and they're just as genuinely happy.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's always.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
People.
That's what I'm saying. Whatever you, I'm saying. I'm not saying what I'm saying. That's like I said. Whatever you believe in, whatever your religion is, even atheist is still a religion. But if you believe, you don't believe. As long as you're a happy person, you're living your life, you're happy, I really don't care.
Actually, I would
just
say...
Just don't try to make another person believe something that you want them to believe. Don't push on someone.
Out of each of us, what do you believe?
What do I believe?
Yeah.
That God is a little monkey lizard creature that comes down...
Oh, you're not Pastafarian.
and then you ask, why haven't you had your period yet as a boy? Not the South Park reference, but...
Yes, it is.
Mine's a positive. Okay.
But no, I do believe in God.
No, I do not believe in God. I do not believe Jesus was the Son of God. Do I believe he existed? Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
I believe
there's facts
no,
that Jesus
I fully believe he was
there's
just
fact that you believe.
No, yeah, no, I believe
no,
he was a normal
he's
fucking
saying,
guy.
He's saying he believed Jesus, but he doesn't believe it
was
God.
No, I believe he was a normal fucking guy.
Hold on, right?
I do believe...
May Christ compel you!
With rum. I do believe, yes, he did a lot of good, but I think that a lot of it has been overplayed up.
What's wrong
did
with
he,
that?
Did, no, did he...
You believe Jesus throw dinosaurs?
Did he go, oh, brother, now you can see and you can see? No, but he probably said, look, you don't have your eyes, use your hands. You have an imagination. You can feel through that. And when it comes to lepers, did he cure them and make them productive for our society? No. Did he tell them, though, look, if you make fucking grain, they're going to run out because, you know, they're bastards and overspending their shit. So they're going to come to you for it. You've got plenty. You're going
to... That's why I never took Steve to church.
So did he do that shit? Yeah.
Of what fucking he thinks.
No, he did normal stuff like that.
You're going to hell, Steve.
It is far beyond the things for the time and has since then been glorified.
At least give him my turn.
And this has been God Talk. Right in half.
It's not.
What do
it's
you believe? God,
it's not done yet.
What do you believe? Yeah, we still got a.
But wait, there's more.
Roach, what about you? What do you think?
You know
just
what?
Skipped over me.
Yeah.
Give it to Mr. Roach.
Okay. Well,
Roach believes that he'll survive a nuclear holocaust. So let's go.
That's cute. My name is Roach. I was raised Catholic.
Did you do a friend laugh?
Yeah. I was raised Catholic, so you know, I was raised.
Come on, Freddy Fi.
Thank you. So I was raised to believe that, you know, there is a God out there. Jesus existed.
Were you raised or forced?
It's not what you believe.
No. It's not what you were raised. It's what you believe personally.
What do you believe? It don't matter what you're raised.
But right now.
He believes in the force.
Right now, I don't follow the
Bible.
We all
do.
I don't follow the Bible. I'll go to church every now and then, but
well, my problem is that he doesn't follow the Bible because when he reads, he doesn't know where it takes him.
He follows the priest, and his honors were little boys.
You go down the alley with Jesus. Turn to chapter 26.
Yeah, choose your own adventure Bible.
You get stoned. You get stoned. Oh, that's
will you follow
cool.
Jesus to God, or would you follow Jesus to Mormonism?
And he starts reading. It's like, where's Falcor?
It's the Bible R.L. Stein edition. It's the Bible. Pick your own direction.
It's follow Jesus, sir. Don't go into the basement.
No, it was called Stay Out of the Confessional.
That's where the sidewalk ended.
Say cheese and pray.
You got a mad. You got a mad priest following you. Oh
man! Tithing of doom.
The haunted priest.
The haunted wafer.
Okay, but
and well, there was something with the mask, right?
Yeah,
like the mask or the cross or something. That doesn't make sense. It worked the same.
Roach.
The haunted shroud.
No. Let Roach talk. Let Roach talk.
Look, in the end, I believe that there's a higher power, but it's just kind of like
Chuck Norris.
Yes, Chuck Norris is everything. But there's something out there that's you know more mysterious than what we actually than what reality seems to bring us to believe. So
like atoms.
So for all you know, your pinky created the universe.
You're like science.
Hell, it could have.
I know my fucking all pinky right. created
for,
the universe.
For anything.
Okay,
for
just
anything
to clarify things, you know, the reason why we're here today is because Jesus and his roommate
had
were
cancer,
in an arm
so
wrestling competition.
His,
And Jesus had a fart and lighted a lighter and farted into it, and the Big Bangs happened.
That was God and Tom, all right? You got it totally wrong.
Whatever. God and Tom same from thing. MySpace.
You should know this. Tom
that was Tom. That was Tom from Facebook.
So who was the dinosaur?
Captain Caveman.
That was just like, hey,
dinosaurs are fake.
Let's see what happens.
All right, Jason,
happens.
What's your take on it?
What on this?
That was great, Jason.
Yeah. Well, you asked it.
No, on me. Like
he's like, I like his voice.
What'd you go through? What'd you go through puberty right? Right? Did you just go through puberty right there? Someone grabbed his. What did you grab his nuts?
I grab my nuts every time I saw it.
You know, it was the Holy Ghost.
It was a rape ghost. All right, Jason, go ahead.
No, but
this has been Jesus talk.
I grew up raised Catholic. That's fine.
Of you course, you're all Mexican. You were all raised Catholic.
Yeah, that's a true story.
That is true.
Filipinos, too.
That's true.
Hey, yeah, no, I love how you all said that like an Italian family talking at the same time right there.
Grazie. Buongiorno.
That's so good.
Where's the gabagool? Where's the gabagool?
Hey, Copernicus.
Go on.
I want to know what these fucking vocals sound like. That's fucking fucked up.
That's what I like in a fucking scene from A Few Good Men.
No, but I also know, like, despite what I know, like, over time I learn, like, stuff like, you know, there's no possible way this shit exists.
Uh-huh.
Like, even you tell me stuff all the time, or what I've ever learned over time, like, there's no
possible. What about Lamb Before Time? Do you believe in that?
God will be... I believe that Jesus rode dinosaurs.
Do you believe in Littlefoot?
I prayed a
he
duck every
He didn't
every
come
night.
In on a donkey, or he came in on a velociraptor.
Yeah. Oh, why'd you...
Oh, man.
Oh. You got to throw up?
No, it made me laugh when I was drinking that crap.
Oh, no. Eric's over there snorting some coke.
Was that alcohol?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Holy shit.
That sounds about right.
We'll be right back. Alright, to go on with your Jurassic Jesus.
Geriatric Jesus. Geriatric Jesus.
Yeah, because like, he was in a wheelchair and he fought a dinosaur.
But, like, okay, so if Jesus died when he was, like, at, like,
he was in his 30s.
Like, no, let's say if he died at
he died
his
a
old
young
age.
It was horrible.
If he died at the old age, would we have, like, people where instead of wearing crosses, would they have, like, a defibrillator on a necklace or something like
okay,
that?
Jesus is not eternal.
I'm not saying he's eternal.
You know what? I never got that. Why would you wear Jesus at his worst time ever? Like, why wouldn't you wear, like, you know, I want to get a Jesus necklace where he's, like, happy and, like, hey, I saved your life.
Buddy Jesus.
You want Buddy Christ.
I like Baby Jesus.
You're hardcore.
Baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus is awesome.
Buddy Christ.
Old Jesus. Dead Jesus sucks.
I pray to Baby Jesus.
Buddy Christ with thumbs up. That's the best.
Just change the face on the cross. Just make him from, like, sad face face like, oh, to like, oh yeah, give me more.
Yeah, instead of wearing,
people will be like,
it's not baby Jesus, it's not old Jesus, it's fetish Jesus. Yeah.
It's
like a Pokemon.
Instead of wearing a headband,
Jesus,
a
fetish Jesus.
Instead of wearing a thorn, she's wearing like a headband that says Lakers or something like that. You know, every sports fan he wears different headband, Lakers. You know, fucking.
It's like Jesus
Sixers.
Changed his name to World Peace. Fuck that guy.
he's wearing a fucking. He's wearing a cut off sleeve AC/DC shirt.
Yeah. You know, what
is it like? The best thing about, you know, high school girls is that, you know, they stay the same age.
No, hey, we should start. I think we should start a website that says "What's your Jesus?" and then they pick different. Like, I like Jesus with rock and this and that, and then we make them a shirt that, you know, Jesus rocking that or something like that, or Jesus surfing.
No. Even better, start a
What's your Jesus?
No, start a Facebook app, and in this app you have to ask 10 questions, and based off your answers, it tells you what your Jesus is.
What your Jesus is? Yes.
Well, there's a shirt on like a.
But
like,
we don't allow black Jesus.
There's a shirt on T-shirt.
There's
hell,
no such thing as
like,
black Jesus.
Yeah,
like,
me so right, holy, me that. Love you long time.
Oh, me so holy.
Me so holy, me love you long time.
there's going to be a Jesus comes out of Santa.
There's no fucking chink.
Jesus
comes
out of
Santa. You know what
sad.
I didn't get? What I don't get about the cross is everyone walks around, oh, the cross is a holy relic and everything. I think, you know, once you finally come back from, you know.
Unless you burn it.
Then
it's not very holy relic.
Yeah,
Jesus.
I want
to
hear this.
Okay, you come back now. Okay, I'm going.
Oh, no.
I'm
going to
stay.
Okay,
second coming.
Let's burn a T for time to leave.
One second. What is worse? Burning the cross or making love to it?
They're not burning. They're not burning.
What is worse?
They're not burning the cross. They're just burning a capital T. It says time to leave.
That's a lowercase T.
Lowercase T for time to leave.
No, I think it's okay. You're coming down. You're about to, you know, the sun
coming down.
Take my children.
After not a fucking doing coke.
I think after everything, coke and blow
are two different things.
A flaming cross.
No, but as Jesus, after
or getting an idle blow.
I'll say I'm Jesus.
No, after everything I've done for you,
like
died
Jesus.
For your sins.
Jesus
went,
in L.A.
Even went to hell for 3 days to take all your sins there. The last thing I want to fucking see is the mechanism of my own fucking death wrapped around your throat like some holy fucking relic.
You know what's funny is? You know what's
Why
funny?
Is it in every one of my houses you guys got to put my torture device mounted on your wall?
I wonder what he did. I want to know what he did in
Jesus
hell.
Or God.
I don't.
I want to know. Hey,
everybody.
I want to know behind the scenes. What happened in hell with
him? He barbecued.
I want to know what he went through.
Yeah, the barbecue.
Yeah, luau with Satan.
Spooky luau?
No, personally, I think they just spent 3 days, he and Lucifer, getting drunk and playing bones.
I want to know what happened.
The same thing that happened on the Pirates of the Caribbean on the ship.
Hey, I want to know, when he arose
for the first lunar landing.
I'm looking for this Jack Sparrow.
Hey, I want to know what he looked like when he rose on the third day. Was he beat up or was he, you know, was he clean? He was in a tuxedo.
No, he was slightly tanned. He was slightly tanned.
And there was fireworks everywhere.
Oh no. It was a
like I'm
July
serious.
For
when
Jews.
He rose the third day, I mean, shouldn't he have been like fucking bleeding, beaten up? I mean, he took our sins down there. Or was he fucking?
But that's not his
time?
Physical body. His physical body apparently disappeared, and
I don't know. Personally, I'm thinking if you go based off all there. The stories, the whole fire and brimstone, don't you think he would have came back kind of bald and beardless?
He had to go to the River of Styx. Was
so he looks
horrible.
Like Max Payne 3.
Yeah, exactly.
That's wonderful.
You know, slightly fatter
we
go, now.
We got a fat Jesus.
Which
you know
I heard,
fat Jesus with a wife beater.
Personally,
which
I would trust
which
a fat
I heard
Jesus,
not
an anorexic Jesus.
Which I heard not a great game.
Really? I heard it was really
if
good.
If you saw a fat Jesus, would you respect him?
A fat Jesus?
I've
fat
seen
Jesus.
Fat Jesuses before.
Well, I like fat Santa, so why wouldn't I like fat Jesus?
Well, there's a fat Buddha, too.
Yeah.
Well, no. There's no such thing as a skinny Buddha.
I don't know. Do you respect Steve?
Not really.
If you said Steve was Jesus, would you respect that?
Do I know him?
Yeah, what if it turns out I'm actually the second coming of your fucking Messiah?
Oh, I've seen
now that I've known you personally.
I've seen you.
Oh, then that means that the Bible is completely wrong.
I heard you have trouble getting through your first coming.
No, you don't know him.
Let alone a second one.
Oh, all right, God. So at least you three believe in God. Wedge, what's your take on
it?
We haven't heard
God.
From you.
Oh, no, I'm an atheist. I don't fucking believe in all that
fucking
shit.
Thing about
no?
No. That's a,
Wedge all, believes in aliens.
No, it's all bullshit to me. I believe in aliens. I don't believe aliens are
aliens believe in God?
I don't give a fuck what aliens believe. I'm saying that aliens don't have the technology to get to us, just like how we don't have the technology to get to them. You know, like it's
so you're saying aliens are dumb. The first time when we get abducted, when they come to Earth, I'm gonna tell them, "Hey, we have a wedge set about you."
Who's to say they don't have the technology to get to us? If creatures evolve at different rates, you know, and the universe expands at different rates and all that, how would it not?
A fucking argument we have to do many times.
Great,
I know. Yeah, Steve, don't get an argument with me. Because the last argument that I had with you lasted like 3 hours.
Yeah, we'll save this for. You know what?
Is that what happened at the bell?
Yeah, that's what happened. And
I told you.
He's fat, right?
I won. I won that.
You
argument.
Did not.
No,
win
I told
argument.
Him because you never you were dumb enough. Never the records back of the original argument. Well, what that was.
I don't want
to. If you take it to a fucking end,
the fucking bar ended. I had to leave with this little
rabble.
Hold on. One person talk at a time. Let's start with Roach. Let's go this way.
Oh, okay. How about you start with me?
Because I want to see.
Shut the fuck up. I don't care.
No, because Roach was the loudest at the beginning.
Let me just tell you that, like, when you take an argument, you'll take it to so many points that nobody will, like, remember what the main point was, and you'll be like, I'm right. So that's what you do. So okay.
Yeah, I noticed that.
You're
too.
On camera. Then him that's and funny. Then him.
He's like sucking a dick on camera.
Then him and Steve are. Him and Steve are one of the same. Okay. Then Wedge and Steve are one and the same. I can tell you that much.
Okay, now your turn.
It's my turn. Can we go in order of what we're doing?
Well, he just took his turn, so.
One, if it comes to an argument with Steve, we know you'd be stuck forever.
You want to talk on the mic?
Even I was at the bar.
No, Steve's stubborn. He's stubborn. It's funny.
You're stuck with him.
You guys are both assholes.
You're just as stubborn.
I'm sorry. You
I was right. That's why
no,
I
you
was.
Were.
Like,
no,
when yes, I was.
To you, he's gonna I gave you an out.
When oh, I know, yeah. I do the same thing to people.
Said something else. To get out, I was like, I'm leaving you because I'm not gonna fucking stay here with this bullshit.
My
putting in the beard.
No, I took that. I took that as a challenge, and it was funny to me because.
Oh,
and mine is I hate all you assholes.
Time, but you know what?
And this okay.
That's
this
fine with
and
that.
This is why because I'm saying like because of the fact that Steve, you're stubborn, is. Why I know I won that argument is because the original argument. Okay, the original argument. I always went back to it. Right.
Uh huh.
I always went back to it. When did you do that?
I do that all the time.
No,
you
didn't. The argument was about. Yes, I did. The argument was about who gave the best blowjob.
Next person.
Okay, my thing is, you guys should all shut the fuck up.
Numerous times, brought a point. You just didn't want to try and expand your mind.
Oh, that's my thing. They should all shut the fuck up.
You know what? What we need to do is just start our own little segments between us.
What we need to do is have a fight to death.
There we go.
Hey, fuck you.
Hey, so long as we have the Star Trek fighting music in the background.
Hey, you kill Steve Weaver for a year.
Let's make a bit.
Hey, I won that, so I'm going to leave.
Okay, what was the topic anyways for you guys' argument?
No, it was about child abuse.
Child should be abused.
Yes. I was abused when I was a kid.
Children should
I
be
grew
abused.
Up fine,
yeah.
Right? You know, I'm not fucked up in my brain.
I think kids should be. I think if you don't hit a kid, they won't learn.
Exactly. kids today are fucked up.
And it's good.
Oh, they
and,
are. No.
And if I don't and if you don't hit your if you don't hit your kid, if you don't hit your kid, then you hit your wife and you go to jail.
In fact, my wife and I were just talking about that earlier today, just how fucked up the youth is nowadays. And the fact that, you know what, as a society, we've kind of made it this
way. You know what the problem is white people, because they don't hit their kids.
Exactly.
The fuck they don't.
Oh, you guys spank them on the bottom. We get hit with fucking...
We get hit with
belts and fucking anything that happens.
My mom used to take... She would grab my hand and take my knuckle. And take a wooden spoon and just smack my knuckle
with
it.
Dude, she'd take that wooden spoon. My mom would take a wooden spoon and hit me across the face with it.
You know.
I've had that happen.
That was an accident.
We're not talking about
drunk. And you paid for
it. We're talking about parents, not drunk parents.
Grab by the ear, forcing any hot.
I was thrown against walls, fucking kneeding balls.
Hey, like I said, we're talking about parents, not drunk parents.
See, that's abuse as opposed to.
We're talking about good parents, not abuse of drunk parents.
This was the actual argument, though. It wasn't called like parenting or anything like that.
Let me and Jason be the judge of this.
It was about abuse. You know what becomes abuse
when you put a kid in the cage. That's a bit.
But like, that's good. But no, but he turned it into blame.
If he's retarded, you put him on a runner, not
like
a cage.
Steve turned it into blame. What is the blame?
I did not. You started asking them where the blame is.
That's what's hard arguing.
Okay, wait. What do you mean? What do you mean?
The blame goes to
Steve,
who?
Because he's a bad person.
If I am a kid who grew up and was abused, and I went out and did something because of my how I was raised.
Okay.
Then that means it's not my fault. It's my parents' fault.
Think about that. It's hard. Okay, for a child to grow up in a world that was abused, it's hard because he had no structure. He had no leadership. He had no one to raise him. Like, he had no one to tell him, give him strength.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was basically alone.
Yeah.
And that's what I told him. It goes to the psychology. That's now I ask.
I was hit as a kid. My stepdad was abusive to me.
Eric, let me ask you this.
Brothers and sisters. And no, Eric. Shit you learn from
and
your
no, the thing is, if you have siblings, like brothers and sisters, it's a lot fucking better because
you have that social.
But if you're an only child, if you're an only child getting abused, yeah, you're gonna live a fucked up life.
Let me ask you this one question. Okay, so if it is all you've ever known your entire life, all you've ever known,
nature
is all the responsibility of you doing something bad falling on you, or do your parents not assume some of that responsibility?
No, your parents have some of the responsibility. Hold on. It's like a dog. If you fucking kick and abuse and attack a dog, and then a stranger, a nice stranger, it's like you. I'm walking down the street, a nice stranger says, "Oh, you want to do something?" And you're gonna tell him, "Fuck you, fuck off," because that's how your attitude is now. If you go to a dog that's been abused, you're like, "Oh, how nice dog," he bites you. It's not his fault. He's fucking. That's all I know. He hates humans. It's like a child being abused. You're gonna fucking hate people.
Exact same thing. Point that I'm
you're gonna fucking
no,
hate people.
No, but that's not the point that we were talking about. The point is like, who's at fault?
Who's at fault?
The person who did it. Who is at fault?
They're not completely at fault.
Why are you taking all the responsibility away from the person who is the individual who is doing that? Because everyone is everybody is from who they are. Everyone is from their parents. Everyone comes back from their parents. Every single fucking person out there has something to do with their parents and their parents and the way they raised them.
I don't know.
Stupid ass.
I don't know your argument and your argument. Are you saying it's the parents' fault?
I'm saying that the person
doesn't assume all responsibility. Depending on the situation, the parents should assume some.
Okay, what about what's your argument?
No, I think it's all the individual's responsibility. Like
not
Jeffrey
everyone.
Dahmer should like Jeffrey Dahmer did what he did. Should his parents be fucking to blame for someone and get some jail time because they raised their kids shitty? No, it's everyone's right to raise their kids shitty if you want to, but the way their kids turn out, you know, it's their own kids' responsibility and their own kids' fault for whatever they do.
That's true, but without any kind of structure, any kind of mentorship, you're gonna be a fucked up person.
Why do you think
in Japan all Asian kids are smart? Because their fucking parents push them to be smart. They're your fucking that's the person you look up to. If you're raised with shitty parents and you're beat up, that's all you know. That's what you look up to. It's like, oh, that's how everyone else in the world.
Is
that's how I'm gonna be in the world.
I didn't get the math award.
No, yes. You know what? No.
Your parents sucked at math, so you suck at math because they didn't teach you very well. No,
they take
a. Okay, you take all the knowledge that as a kid, say like you're 3 years old.
No,
your parents cuss, you start cussing.
As a kid, you are
I know more things than they do.
As a kid, you're a response to the way your parents raised you.
Your whole life is
you're a response. Yeah, but you can't take responsibility away from a person.
I was a part of this one kid's life.
I already started making this point, so I'm going to do it right now. There was this kid. I kicked him in the balls when we were in junior high.
I was
pretty much a dick to him as long as I can remember. So yeah, let's say he goes story. Off and decides to go kill himself. Is Roach. That my fault? That because I kicked him in the balls and I was just a dick to him?
Are you the sole responsibility of why he's
why? Okay, hold on.
I want to know this story.
Hold on. Nobody. Nobody.
Kicks the guy in the balls so he killed himself.
Okay, I guarantee no one's going to kill themselves because you kicked him in the balls.
Exactly.
That's the thing.
Yeah, but that's how real people are.
But that might account for it. That might be like
okay,
maybe about
yes,
10. Let's say that's about 10% of that. Should I be somewhat accountable for that?
Yes.
Maybe, yeah.
Today now.
If the reason, why? No, that's fucking stupid.
No, if the reason...
You.
If the reason, if,
how is that stupid?
If he killed himself because you kicked him in the balls, yes, it's your responsibility.
Because that's his reaction. It's not the same. Like, everyone does not have the same reaction.
You made him feel like shit. Like, he was a little
you're
piece of shit. He's worthless.
There.
Okay, so I he's can't a be a dick to people. That's how life is.
That's humanity.
You know, to
you're
each
not
their
supposed
own.
To be a dick.
To each their own is not the same thing anymore. Whatever you do is going to have effect on another person. And now you have to be a part of something like that.
Here's an example.
No, you're stupid. You're wrong. That's retarded.
Here's
completely
a,
fucking
hold on,
retarded.
Okay,
Mr. Wedge, we're sorry, Mr. Wedge.
Oh, wow. No. Hey, no. Here's an example. Okay, I call Steve fat all the time and make fat jokes about him. If he were to kill himself tomorrow and
if he were to get lipo.
If he were to kill himself tomorrow and leave himself a note, the reason why he killed himself is because of all the fat jokes me and Jason made of him, I'm pretty sure we'd feel guilty and responsible for that. Would you not?
Yeah.
Yes.
But should maybe you be
it's only
held
humanity.
Accountable?
The thing about this, here's the difference. The person that did it, say that happened, and I don't feel shit. That's inhumane.
Oh yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter.
There's some part
right
of humanity
feel
that feels
inhumane.
Some guilt.
You
towards
have the
that.
Right to feel.
Hold on.
Inhumane.
So let me ask you this. Okay.
No, that's just a fucked up psycho. So, that's when yeah. you need to go to
well,
fucking
no, that,
some
that,
psychology.
That means there's something wrong with
there's
you.
There's something
but,
wrong
but,
with
but you.
You
have the right to feel either
okay,
way.
Okay, that's a thing. But there's something wrong with you if you don't feel any guilt towards that.
Yeah, but it doesn't have anything to do with the fact that you are.
But you still
you still
pushed it. You still
I have a question for you.
No, that just means
he told me. Like even if he told me. Say he told me.
He's a weak asshole that doesn't know how to.
Okay. Say he told. Okay. Say this. How about this? How about this? You kicked that kid.
He's a weak asshole.
You kicked that kid in the nuts. He said, "Please don't do that again." You kicked him in the nuts again. Then he fucking goes kill himself. He asked you not to kick him in the nuts again, but you still antagonize him and still fucking pursue to kick him in the nuts and push it further.
All the time.
And push it further to him.
Please don't tell people
that he just said, "You know what? I don't want to live this day that I get kicked in the nuts all the fucking time. I want to. I'd rather be dead than kicked in the nuts." Will you feel responsible for that?
I would
because he even asked you to stop.
I should not be held responsible.
He even asked
that.
You to stop, okay. and okay. you still kicked him in the nuts.
So here's a question for you. Real life scenario.
Does that
this
make
actually
sense?
Happened.
It doesn't make sense. But
13-year-old
you know,
girl.
Mr. Wade is a cooler person
no,
who made
that's
fire.
That's basically what I hear.
I disagree with him.
No, and he turns fire into ice.
No, hold on,
that's
guys.
What we want to show next week.
13-year-old girl was a victim of cyberbully. By one of her
from
classmates'
you?
Mother.
I watched that. I watched that on Lifetime.
Yeah, no, it's a real case. That's it. It actually happened.
It's
this woman went on there.
Lifetime story. It's always
talked
wife,
nothing, no end of shit to this girl. Called her all kinds of shit. She's fat. She's worthless. Needs to go kill herself. All kinds of stuff.
I
convinced this girl to kill herself. So the girl, sure shit, went and committed suicide because that's how little she felt
Son
because
of
this woman. Because
so
of the shit this woman said. That woman should not be held accountable.
Oh, really?
It's different when you're telling someone to fucking do it.
You want
to
hit us?
It's no different than what you've been saying.
No, it's
she's
not. No,
it's totally
she,
different.
But
it's
the girl's
totally
a
different. Rational
no,
being. She should have known better.
No. It's totally different because I kicked the guy in the nuts. I'm not saying you should kill yourself.
Your physical
you should kill
your
yourself.
Physical actions
you should,
are,
did I do that? Did I do that? Did I do that?
Your physical actions are doing that.
No.
Yeah. Okay, the thing is...
You're finding symbolism in bullshit. You're being a pretentious art school dick shit.
Okay.
You're being a pretentious art school dick shit.
No, I'm not!
Which tells me you've probably done some fucked up shit in your past
the thing is,
that you don't want to take responsibility
hold on.
For.
Hold on, the thing is...
No, I take responsibility for everything
is,
I've done.
The thing is...
I'm 100% right.
I highly doubt
that's
that.
The weird thing.
Okay,
I'm 100% right because, like...
No, you are not.
What is that? What is that?
You are not.
How am I wrong?
The reality is that no one's going to kill himself if you kick him in the nuts. Exactly. But if you continuously... Here's the thing.
Every time I see this guy, I kick him in the nuts, then he's not. Okay. He's going to try to avoid
here's
me.
The thing.
He's not going to slit his wrist. He's not going to slit his throat.
Here's the thing.
If I tell someone, you're worthless,
okay.
Go kill yourself, and I'm their mom,
okay, here's that's the, fucking change. Shut up.
Mom, is that you?
Shut up.
A different woman. Different chick doing it.
Here's the change of this topic. Okay.
Maybe she was sexy.
Okay, the thing about this. Here's the change of this topic. Okay. Say this child. He had parents.
He's a beautiful child.
He got in trouble. Seriously, he got in trouble. The parents hit him once. To tell him that. Okay, that's fine. That was it. He got in trouble. They hit him once. But the thing is, to be abusive, to continuously be hit and fucking, and just be hit and fucking abused, fucking talk down on, fucking nothing worthless. That's a different thing than actually be kicked in the nuts once and kicked in the nuts continuously.
Yeah, exactly.
To be continuously abused and put down,
you're being berated.
You're gonna be fucked up. That's all you know.
Yeah. But the thing is it's not that you are the one who is like.
That's all you. That's all you know.
You're getting beat, and then you realize in your mind somehow you equate.
And
death
and
is better than
only,
this.
And it's not only
death is better than this.
And it's not
so
only,
I'm gonna kill myself because I'd rather have this nothing than. Being beaten up all the time.
You can't just
and maybe, like, hey, that might be a good out.
And you can't
good for you.
Might be a good out for them, but you're saying then that the parents that made them feel this way, that made them feel death is better out than life, is not responsible?
And you can't just base it on that. You can base it on the person that you are. I mean, the child is getting beat.
Yeah, but we
can be stronger.
Bullying.
Can be stronger than some other.
Bullying
some
does the
others.
Same shit. Bullying has the same effect.
Yeah, but someone else might take a different, a different role.
Hold on.
It all depends on a different person.
The thing is,
whatever someone does, who is like of some sort of rational thinking, they.
I know.
Hold on.
If I sit down, I'm not going to be able to. I'm going to attack somebody.
Hold on,
you're obviously louder than us.
Yeah, but like whatever someone does, who is of rational thinking, like even if you're the age of 15, 16, whatever, it doesn't matter. And you decide to kill yourself, that is your own decision. It's still your own decision.
To conclude this,
no one put that knife in your hand.
The thing is. Steve's right and you're right. Think about it. Steve's right is because it's not really it's the individual that's getting abused. Some people are stronger than others. Some people have more support than others. Mm-hmm. Say this kid was getting abused. He didn't have friends. He didn't have family. He had no way out. The only way out was death. This other kid, he had siblings to support him, saying, "Oh, you know what? This and that. I'll take care of you. Now I'll make sure it never hurts you again. Friends to talk to and this and that." He's okay. They turned out all right. They to put it on the past.
I had none of that, and I still fucking came okay.
It's depending. It depends on the person.
I came okay.
It depends.
It's
on
a person. It comes down to the person.
When it comes down to the idea of like who we are,
but beside the fact, the parents do take some blame on how that person grows up.
Now, if they're hurting somebody else, though,
someone has to speak up to them to know.
Yeah.
But that's
a really good point.
But
kids
aren't dumb.
Like,
they should say something.
I've been fucking.
It shouldn't go on.
It shouldn't, but it does.
When you've gone through that,
and
so
the thing
much,
is like we're animals.
I've gone through
so
abuse.
Much,
I've been
no,
hit.
When you've gone through so much fear.
You're
not likely just to speak up on it.
But you forget that we're animals.
The roach is crawling out.
We're creatures.
Yeah, and what happens to a dog when they're beat?
This is too sensitive topic for me.
Yeah, cower. But
they don't defend themselves. They wet themselves and just lay down in the puddle of piss.
But not everyone does that. Not
everyone.
Yeah. Most. And so yeah. So it's so like you still like the idea
with the debate.
Of we as human beings, the idea of we as human beings who are able to,
yourself.
I'm alien.
Then we as gorillas.
I ain't black.
There is the idea that things change with
our own mental thinking. And so some people can handle something. No, unfortunately, other people can't. And you're putting blame on something. If people were like,
you guys are both right and both are.
Yeah, I know.
No, I agree with that.
But the form of like mental abuse, when it's a mental abuse that's not even that bad considering certain people,
it wasn't
and
bad
maybe really bad considering other
how
people.
How far abuse? Because you know, if you're put in a cage and not allowed to eat, you're going to become a fucked up person.
Yeah, but the weird thing, like, have you seen those stories
kids
where people
all the time?
Yeah, kids are teased. I mean, it's not even the parents. It could be good parents, and.
But in the end,
throughout elementary, you can have this bully that fucking picks you the whole time. You can
grow up fucked up as an asshole kid.
But the idea that, let's say I had shitty parents. And I decided to kill
a couple
people.
Good parents, and you're
no more cookies.
Kill your parents.
I had shitty parents. No more cookies.
I had
shitty parents. No more cookies. And I killed a couple people.
But
should they be accountable for that? No.
What if you're a good? Like, let's say you.
Oh no,
parent,
no!
That's
if
what
you,
I'm saying. I'm saying
you,
accountability goes back to the individual.
No, no.
That's why, that's my argument.
But we're not
right
talking
there.
About. Okay, but the thing is, that's a different topic. Killing the person, killing somebody,
or doing something to somebody else. Anything that I ever do is all accounting to me.
That's why you teach your kids if they're fucked up to kill animals.
No, like, that's something. Like you think.
So you think Dexter's fucked up?
Yeah.
Do you blame his step parents for that?
No, I blame his real mom. Apparently, no. It's just stupid.
His real mom was a whore.
That's a story.
All right, I think we've gotten a little serious enough here on Ripped in Half. Which
yeah,
I'm
done
please,
with that.
You can please sit down now that you've had your soapbox moment.
He actually got him like fucking.
I hate all of you. By the way,
I do too.
I hate me too.
Yeah, it is getting late in the hour. I think it's about time to wrap up this edition of Ripped in Half.
We're not done yet.
We only had like one break, didn't we?
We've had two or three.
Oh, let's do a break and then.
No, we did have two, huh?
I still haven't got a Kit Kat.
And we've been at this for over 2 hours now.
So?
We are running late. This is a special late edition of Ripped in Half here on the Wedge Radio Network.
I am.
How's that a late edition?
Coming to you live.
We barely have
apparently.
A first edition.
It came up later. So I'm Jason.
Are we ending it?
Yeah.
I'm not done yet.
We're going to be done.
I'm sorry.
I don't want to go. Well,
this is Tarek, the latecomer. I am.
You
want
to early come? You better suck harder then, Steve.
Yeah. Well, you know what? If you weren't late to the party, maybe I would have. Yeah, and I'm Steve. We are here on the we are Ripped in Half here on the Wedge Radio Network.com. You can also get a hold of us at RippedInHalf.com and tweet us at Hey Jay Guess What and also at Ripped in Half.
The only way you get a hold of me is on Xbox, so you're shut out of luck.
Well, tell me your name.
Xbox.
Yeah.
You can get a hold of Tarek at Hello C Mello on Xbox.
Yeah, they know how to spell that.
I am Alucard Space 003 and we have Lieutenant Davenport there.
And then
by all means, find him. He needs friends.
Follow Wedge Radio on Stitcher.
Yep, follow Wedge Radio on Stitcher now.
We need friends.
On Stitcher, you'll find it in the search. I did already.
We need friends, please. We're desperate.
It's the easiest way to find it.
Also, ladies and gentlemen,
you can find me on eHarmony.
Yeah, right. Who wants to find you on eHarmony? Eric.
Steve takes two pages in eHarmony.
You can find Terrorist on eRapist.
The number four, love.
If
on
you
know eHarmony.
That's his eRapist
account right there. If you have any questions, comments other than Hey Jay, Guess What? And at Ripped in Half, you can also get a hold of us at RippedInHalfPodcast@gmail.com. Please send us hate mail, fan mail, questions, comments, anything. Send it to us. We may even just read it on air. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, good night.
Contact Jason on Hey Gay Guess What.
Hey Gay Guess What?